Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. To Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Your Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Baseball. Our coverage of game will start soon. Thank you. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game starts soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Baseball. Our coverage of this game will start soon. To Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game starts soon.
Welcome to Bowie Bay Sox Ball. It's time now for DCA Imaging System pregame show.
It's the DCA Imaging pregame show from UPN Park. We're getting set for game three in this six-game series between the Erie Seawolves and your Bowie Bay Sox. Glad you're with us. Matt Sabatis with you from Erie, Pennsylvania, as the Bay Sox have an opportunity today to deliver a big blow to Bowie's chances in the second half standings. Of course, a very tight race, but for the Bay to take the first two games of this six game in the manner that they have really shows what they could be capable over the remainder of this series. And for them to actually do it again today really set the tone in the weekend and maybe even opportunity for a Bay Sox sweep. But that's very, very far ahead because we're not even halfway through this series yet. You've got to focus on today's game more importantly. But it was a good scene for Bowie last night. And a good way to kind of manage expectations and at the same time, I don't know, deliver a message, good way to put it, in yesterday's game. Bowie took down Erie 15-5. A season high 20 hits for the Bays. Their previous season high was only 7 hits. While they had phenomenal performances from Toby Welk, who scored 4 runs, had a home run, and drove in 3. Zach Watson, who drove in a career high 6 runs. And Cody Roberts, who drove in a run, had a career high 4 hits. Hudson Askin also contributed with a three run. There's a lot of individual performances you want out of this one, as eight of the nine Sox batters all collected at least hit. Every Bay Sox batter reached base at least one time. Seven of the nine scored at least one run. So if the fact remains that Bowie can do that, again, good bullpen at the very least, his bullpen is middle of the road in the Eastern League, if they can still knock out starting pitchers early, they can get into that bullpen quickly. It was a bit of an offshoot because Brant Herder was only making his second double-A start, and he's been having a tough time in his young double-A far. Bowie was able to make something. They want to make sure that they can make something out of against Reese Olson. We'll discuss Olson in a second. But first, let's get you set up for today with the numbers. As Bowie comes in for game number 123 on the year, a 62-3 game winning streak. The Bay 7-3 over their last 10, and 7-32 when playing on the road. The Seawolves are getting ready. Game number 123 on the season is a 72-50 record. A losing streak. Erie is only 4-6 over their last 10. This 36-23 when playing at home. And in the second half, it has been now. As Bowie leads the Eastern League 35-18, you're into 33-20. The Bay Sox lead the Southwest of two games over Erie. An Akron win last night meant Akron gained ground on the Seawolves, but did not gain ground. Akron is 30-23. The third-place Rubber Ducks are five full games out of first. They continue their series with Altoona. Two sides have split the first two games of their series. Altoona is still in fourth place, but after their loss last night, the Curve have fallen to 27-25 in the second half, and they are 7.5 games out of place. They're starting to lose ground, and at a very important time, considering the fact there are only 14 games, make that 16 games, 16 games left in the regular season. I'm thinking of Saturday here, but 16 games left in the regular season. A couple of updates to get you ahead of today's game. Adam Hall to be placed on the injured list soon for when the official roster move comes out. And Davis Tavares will for the Bay Sox. He'll be available actually off of the bench in today's game. He's in the starting lineup. Bowie's going to have Cody and John Rhodes as well if they need to come off of the bench. Got to start with today's pitching matchup to focus today's game as Reese Olson gets the start for E. Justin Armbruster gets start for the Bay Sox. Olson is still in his first full season as a Tigers fan. He was traded over from the Brewers in the 2020 deal that sent big league lefty Daniel Norris to Milwaukee. That was at the deadline. After starts with Erie at the tail end of 2021, Olson really blown by opposing batters this year's full year of Double-A. He leads the Eastern League in strikeouts. A 4.41 ERA is fine, but that 144 tally, that's the number really got to watch. He struck out eight batters in May when Erie was at Prince George's Stadium. He allowed only one unearned over five innings in a winning effort. But then the Bay Sox served him a loss with his ballpark in June. He allowed four runs in four innings, including a home run to Hudson Haskin. Now, Olson has struck out at least seven in just under half of his starts this season, so you could potentially see that continue to. But there was a month-long stretch for him that just wrapped up. Did not finish the fifth inning. Pretty much the start of August, July, I should say, into the start of August. But since that month long wrapped up, he is riding on three consecutive appearances, three straight starts in which he aired at least six innings, but he does have a lot there as well. He can go distant, he can strike out batters, but we will need to become to that mid-90s fastball of his and a heavy fading changeup. Those two picks really constitute the 1-2 punch that can throw batters for a loop and leave swinging strikes. He's also got a slider, but again, the changeup is one of his best second offerings. As Justin Armbruster start for the Bay Sox, he's on a great run. About eight earned runs in 26-2 innings lately. That's his last five starts, a 7.0 ERA. The month of August for Armbruster, as to a close, was one of the best weeks from a Bay Sox starter this year. He went 3-0 with a 2.0 ERA, 21 strikeouts, and six walks in four games all starts. Bowie is 5-0 in Armbruster's last five starts, and a lot of that has to do with his fastball-hitter combo. He's turning into big precision arm as well, with good strikeout numbers, 50 punch-outs and 51 and a third innings. Of course, that's not anything compared to the 104 for Olson, but from what Bowie was with, that's up there, and that's pretty good, especially when you consider his strikeout total. He doesn't get scared around the zone against the post. He made his Double-A debut at this ballpark back in June. He gave up three runs on seven hits, a season's high for him across both A and High A. But over four innings, he was still able to work with no decision, struck out four batters, not walk anyone. So if Armbruster can at least keep it tight on the zone today and maybe avoid that long ball, which is really the only problem that Bowie pitching has run through this series, then he should be in for today. And if the Bay Sox offense has one half of what they had yesterday, that should be enough for Armbruster to pick a win. We've got plenty to talk about on the game show as we continue. from BMC Park in Erie. We step aside. When we come back, Cody Roberts is our guest. Career high 4 hits yesterday, and good thoughts on him, on what it's been like working with additions to the roster, Gabe Povit and Chase McDermott. So we chat with Cody. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
From stitches, sore throats, aches, and pulled muscles to prison ivy, care is around the corner at Patient First. Walk in to some 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every year. X-rays, lab tests, and drugs are on site, and most major insurance plans are accepted. For illnesses and injuries, Patient is here for you. Patient First. Name fits.
Patient First, partner of the Bowie Bay Sox. Open 8 p.m. every day.
Well, as the baseball season winds down, that means we've got to get ready for football. Friday, September 9th, it's Sox football kickoff night at Prince George's Stadium. Getting ready for the college season and the pro season, the Bay Sox will away a special Adley Rutschman bobblehead. Adley played college football before even the Orioles. It's a free bobblehead for the 750 fans ages 13 and up. Be sure to join the Bay Sox football kickoff night on Friday, September 9th. Get yours at BaySox.com.
Everyone deserves a great smile. Orthodontics is here to help you, Bowie Bay Soxans. Rad Orthodontics accepts most insurance, braces, or Invisalign aligners, and get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With two of the leading orthodontists right here in the D.C. area, we love to see Bay Sox fans smile. So get that amazing smile you deserve at RadSmile.com today and book a consult. That's RADSmile.com for Rad Orthodontics, smile provider of the Bowie Bay Sox.
Back to work here on the Damaging Systems pregame show as we game 3 of 6 between Bowie and Erie. Big win last night, 15-5, and we're checking in with Roberts. Career high 4 hits yesterday. Just overall, what was working for you yesterday, man?
I got into advantage counts yesterday. They're trying to spin me soft early, and most of the at-bats I got to 2-0. So just really did a good job. Pitches that were borderline, and then opportunity late in the counts.
Yeah. Park does play a little funky. He had one of those. I think Watson might have had one too, but they hit balls off of that left field wall that was turned into long, long spin. Like having to play with the different dimensions at this ballpark that can really.
Yeah, it's interesting. I got out by quite a bit yesterday. Balls, usually you get a ball off the wall. You're thinking two right out of the muscle double there, and I just didn't see him play it well. But they put their best arm in left field, which is unique.
Yeah.
But it's obvious they're playing that wall that way. And a good play and threw me out. And like you said, a good job slamming on the brakes there. Holding cool.
Yeah, you had to catch Days. It'll be Andres today. How do you feel the load management has gone for you? Of course, you and Maverick have been able to pretty much split it down.
Yeah, I mean, I just tried today that I'm going to be in the lineup.
Yeah.
Me and Mav have been switching off pretty much all season long, but I told Kim when he went down, I was like, hey, I'm ready to go every day. I just show up to the field. Whoever's in the lineup is in.
Yeah. So we continue on here with Cody, DCA Imaging Systems pregame show up. The way that the pitching staff has rotated a lot through this season, a lot of great improvements from both the starting rotation and the bullpen. And the bullpen specifically here in the staff has been one of the best in the Eastern. What's that been like from your perspective? Why these guys develop and locate more tightly on the zone, get some of the better strikes? How's that been?
Awesome. I think there's a learning curve for every player at each level. Hitters can struggle a little bit or pitchers do this. So we didn't pitch as well. We went through the first half, and they all know that as well. Well, and then they all made the adjustments, and they've been butts off the whole season to do better. And I think the biggest thing right now is we're just getting ahead in counts. So we're not afraid to throw at guys, even their best players. We're not pitching around anybody right now.
Do you maybe find it a little more difficult than some others having a game plan on sides of the ball when you're really the only field at this point that has to do that? You want to make sure you're setting up for pitch calling against opposing batters, and then what you might face against opposing pitchers.
It comes territory being a catcher. We just try to put the best plan possible out there. And then the crazy thing about the analytics and stuff is it's really good to have an idea on how they're going to be at this. As the week progresses, we can see adjustment batters are making in the box or the way we're playing shifts and stuff like that. So we're really using that at the beginning of the week to get it. And then we're just feeling out the game, kind of matching our strengths with their weaknesses.
Talking about feeling out the game, it's always been the key player, that little quick toss over to first base. They're getting a little too generous with it.
Yeah.
What goes into that? Just feel, not something you might be able to quantify?
Yeah, well, if I see they have a big scenario, definitely my arm is part of my game. Try to sneak away outs any way I can. But also sometimes I just like to keep them a little tighter, and maybe they won't try to steal that bag, and we can roll up a double. double play on the next pitch or something like that. So especially with this new rule where you can only twice before it's a buck or whatever, just trying to keep running game as much as possible. So like I said, sometimes I'll just flash it just to kind of keep them out there.
So it's like you've realized that you can take that load away from the pitcher since rules have essentially taken that load away from the pitcher.
Absolutely, absolutely. I want the pitcher to be 100% on the batter and doing their job. I really have to worry about the guy over there hopping around. If there's anything I can do, like I said, stealing out, keep him there a little tighter for the team, I think.
As we continue with Cody Wright, DCA Imaging Systems pregame of keeping the pitchers focused on the bats. You've had to work with two new pitch organization with Cade Povich and Dermott lately. Povich put together a great game last night. What have been your their first few tastes here in the...
Yeah, they're both great arms. I feel like the only time they've really gotten so far this year has been home runs, unfortunately. But no, they're both great arms, and Cade pitched really, really well last night. He's like a five-pitch mix, and he really located really, really well last night. So we're just kind of getting acclimated to our system, and then, obviously, I said earlier, pitching their strengths to the other team's weak.
Any particular pitch of Povich's last night did really well?
I thought his curveball a lot better than I was expecting, honestly. I mean, he's got a really good one, but I know he cutter to his advantage. He's got a great fast. But we were able to throw a lot of curveballs, get ahead in the count, and then show for strikeouts and stuff like that.
And then as we wrap things up here with Cody, are you sure? I know we talked about this previously in a while. Any new shows that you've been binging on these to close out the night?
No, I haven't. I finished Peaky Blinders a couple weeks ago, and I need to get on to something else now.
All right. Saying this to everybody as they go through, but if you have age, I just finished season four of It's a very interesting show, but discuss it later. Cody, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
That's Cody Robb, DCA Imaging Systems pregame show. We'll still be back in a bit. You're listening to BSOC Space.
Are you interested in or expanding on a career in the pipe welding or HVAC service industry? Are you interested in a career path that sets you up for life without experiencing college debt? If you are interested in these things and you live in the D.C. area, the Steamfitters UA Local 62 Apprenticeship Program is the best choice. For more information about our apprenticeship program and how to apply, please visit steamfitters-602.org. That's steamfitters-602.org.
Is proud to partner with the Bowie Bay Sox and provide their control services. For all your residential and commercial pest control needs, call Pest. For general pest control, termite control, mosquito control, and all other pest control services, call Pest now. You can reach us at 301-231-8300 or visit online at www.pestnow.com.
Hey kids, Sox Futures Club is the best way to be a of the Bay Sox, and it's completely free for kids ages 3 through 12. Futures Club members get access to specials-only events, discount ticket off, and free gifts for just signing up. Parents, head over to BaySox.com for kids, so don't miss out on all the promotions and giveaways at Prince George's Stadium season and next. The Bay Sox Futures, sign up now at BaySox.com.
Back one final time here from UPMC Park. We've got to decide quickly because we've got first pitch and all the play-by-play coming up soon. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
High shooter displays by ZY Pyrotechnics. We'll be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks shows and Bay Sox games all season long. Give you the best bang for your buck. High shooter displays include traditional, true pyro musicals, cutting graph plays, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try by calling us at 570-813-61. Visit us online, zypyrotechnics.com.
Twice flex packs with the Bowie Bay Sox. Best value to see the best games at Prince George Stadium. You could save up to 30 for elected seat from day one and enjoy a number of exclusive member benefits, including flexible exchange options, discounts on suite rentals, special access and view restaurant, and a free members collectible at your first home game of the year. Pack now by calling 3064-4865. Online to BaySox.com.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we find a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output device scanning and workflow, to document security storage, we understand people printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-021, or find out more about how we can help you. DAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
It's time for Bowie Base Baseball. The Bay Sox are the affiliate of the Baltimore Orioles. Coverage of the 2022 Bowie Bay Sox season brought to you by Chapeque Employers Insurance, DCA Imaging, On the Green, Patient First, Farms, Doctors and EY Pyrotechnics. And now, live from the ball, it's time for Bowie Sox Baseball.
We're ready to go from PMC Park in Erie. It's game three of this six-game series with Erie Seawolves and your Bowie Bay Sox. So glad you're with us. Matt Sabatis from the northwest corner of Pennsylvania. And as Reese Olson warms on the mound for the Seawolves, the starting lineup box that he'll face looks like this. Leading off at shortstop, you've got Hernandez, followed by Connor Norby at second. Hudson Haskinen right bats third. Cesar Prieto at third base, fourth. Gobi Mayo is the DH, fifth. Toby Welkin left field bats sixth. Zach Watson in center field bats seventh. Reza Angulo is the catcher batting eighth. Drew Dashbuck is at first base batting ninth. Bowie is the AA affiliate of the Baltimore Orioles. They're managed by Moore, assisted by Brandon Becker, Conway, Tim DeJohn, Billy Facto, and Jim Geller. Calvin Christensen is the video coordinator. Lindsey Birchfield and Blake Wooten are the trainers. Bowie is 2-60 on the season, a three-game week, and a 35-18 in the second half. That's the best record in the Eastern League. And again, their lineup features Will Hernandez, Connor Norby, Hudson Haskinen, Cesar Prieto, Kobe Mayo, Zach Watson, Andres Angulo, and Andrew Dashbach all to face off against Reese Olson on the mound. UPMC Park here in Erie is 328 feet down the line to right field, 317 feet down the line to left field, and 400 feet to straightaway center. As Darryl Hernandez steps in, game of his AA career, he's 2-1 in the first two games. He does not have an extra base hit yet, but he does have a stolen base. Only one strikeout, has not drawn a walk yet. Olson twirls the ball in his and foots the rubber with Hernandez in the bottom. As Olson turns, fires the first pitch, it's a fastball, swung and fouled off, back to the screen, it's 3-1 to start. We're underway at 6:05 on the nose, a 4-degree sunny day here in Pennsylvania. Olson looks down into the ball once more as he holds them set at the waist, turns and fires the Hernandez, watches it skip in, a ball and a strike now. Bowie's first two games of this series, they're on a good run right now, came in needing some momentum, they got it, walk-off win over Altoona, and they've carried it into two wins to open this, including a dominating one last night. The one high bouncer over towards short, picked at the chest, Workman, and a fire to first, Beaver Nyes, one away to open the day. Let's tell you about the rest of the defense for Erie, from left to right in the outfield, you've got Dane Meyer, those in Bryant Packard, Corey is at third base, Gage Workman at shortstop. Andrew Navagato at second, Quincy first, and Dylan Dingler catches behind the plate for Reese Olson on the mound. Connor Norby digs in, 292 average and a 947 OPS for Norby and 11 doubles, 2 triples, 14 home runs, 37 runs back. As Olson holds out of the wind, turns and fires the first, Norby swings and misses. Fastball down inside, it's nothing and one. Reese, a 6'1", 160-pound, 23-year-old right-hander from Gainesville, traded over from Milwaukee season, the 0-1 pitch. Inside, it's a ball and a strike. He was acquired for Daniel Norris of the 2020 campaign. On the season for he is 6-6 with a 4.41 ERA. The 1-1 pitch. Norby watches a called strike. This ball hits the inside edge. It's 1-2. 23 games, 22 for Olson. He has 104 innings belt with an Eastern League 44 strikeouts. He fires the 1-2 pitch, and Norby drills it out toward deep right. So Meadows runs back. He looks. There it goes. Connor Norby says goodbye. His 10th home run of the season. Another first-inning blast. Bowie leads 1-0. The third time in games that Connor Norby has homered in the first inning. It gets Bowie on the board. He did it again today. He did it once against Tuna. That was a part of his 2-1 game against the Curve. Two home run game on Tuesday, and Hudson Haskin to follow. Hitting 274 with an 842 OPS in 97 games. First pitch home to him, and a miss on a slider down and away. It's one. Next swing and a miss, fastball low, already nothing. That was the 14th given up by Reese this season. That's been a part of his game. Bowie might have to play feast or famine with it when it comes to that strong run ratio. Wild shift on for Haskin as the 0-2 pitch swung on and missed in the dirt for strike three by Dylan Dingler. Strikeout for Olson, second out of the inning. Your umpire and crew for today's game. You've got Tom Bula over at third base. Matt Carlian is calling first base. Oh, and Jae Young Kim is set for the strikes behind home plate. As Cesar Prieto digs in, only left roster for Bowie. 270 average, 73 OPS in 78 games. 21 doubles, no. As the first pitch to him, this ball up and inside, comes in at 91-0 to start. Three home run for Prieto, 32 runs batted in. Olson
with his 104 strikeouts, as mentioned, only has 33 as Prieto bounces one to second. Couple exits picked up by Andrew Navagato, went to first in time. Couple outs and a strikeout, but Bowie takes edge. A solo home run by Kyrie as we move to the bottom of first. Bowie won. Erie coming on up. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
When your commercial plumbing project calls for a job done safe and on time, then your job calls for the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Local 5 always delivers the most skilled and trained plumbing craftsmen in the DMV. If you're a contractor who needs jobs done well, you need the Local 5 Washington, D.C. Start your partnership with them today. Visit local5.org. That's localplumbers.org.
At Luminous Health, we know your best. This summer, time to catch up on your annual health screening. Visit us at our Anne Arundel Medical Doctors Community Medical Center, our primary care offices in your neighborhood. At Luminous Health, you are the MVP. Learn more at luminoushealth.org.
Bottom of the first inning, Erie as the Bay Sox have taken an early 1-0 edge. It was only 12 pitches. Reese Olson in the first. Solo home run by Connor Norby gives Bowie lead. As we move to the bottom of the first, an arm brewster warms on the mound for the Sox. The starting lineup for the Erie Seawolves is like this. Andrew Navagato leads off, followed by Gage Workman and Parker Meadows. Quincy Naporti, followed by Dylan Dingler. Brian Packard bats 7th, Corey Joyce bats 8th, and Trey Cruz will bat 9th. Erie AA affiliate of the Detroit Tigers, managed by Gabe Alvarez, assisted by Murray and Dan Rickaball, Alec Cady, and Chris Vick is the athletic trainer. He is 72-50 on the season, 33-20 in the second half, and again that features Navagato, Workman, Meadows, Porty, Myers, Dingler, third Joyce, Cruz, all up against Justin Armbruster on the mound. As the right-hander Navagato digs in, a 63 average in a 787 in 81 games, 15 triples, 14 home runs, 35 runs batted in. Shadowway just across home plate, with the rest of the infield still getting in the sunlight. The first Beato watches fastball up and in. 1-0 to start. Bowie has scored first in all three games of this series. They've done it twice in the first inning, both to Connor Norby home run. The 1-0 pitch is popped. Left side of the infield, Prieto arms. Calls off her knife. Down. That one hung up for quite some time before Prieto finally pulls it down around the waist. Let's tell you about the rest of this for Bowie. From left to right in the outfield, you've got Tuck Watson and Hudson Haskin. Simmons at third base. Daryl Hernandez is up. Connor Norby at second. Andrew Spock at first. And Andres Angulo is for Justin Armbruster on. As switch hitter Gage Rickman digs in, batting lefty, 230 at 708 OPS. First pitch, a fastball. It's 1-0 to start. 112 games for Workman this year. 7 doubles and 7 triples. Home runs, 65 runs batted in. Here's the next. Fastball called a strike. Late up on the upper outside corner, it's 1-1. Justin Armbruster, 6'4", 233-year-old right-hander from Bellevue, Washington. 12th-round selection in 20 the University of New Mexico. Fires the 1-1 pitch, and it's swung on in mid-changeup. A ball and two strikes. Brewster is 4-0 on the season for Bowie. 11 games, 7 starts. 3.51 ERA and 51 in the third innings. He sets at the waist here, fires the 1-2, and it's just up and away. Two balls and two strikes on Workman. As Boothing here in the bottom of the first. 53 strikeouts and 10 walks for Armour. He's allowed 8 home runs. Opponents are hit 221 clip. Here's the 2-2. Down and away. Change up. Pull on Workman. Armbruster on full season. Hasn't run it full too often. 23 full counts over his 51 innings. Opponents 1 for 14. 9 outs. The 3-2. Pops home plate. Gets out of play. Count stays full. Well, Bowie is not quality starts this season, and it's very, very for them to have quality starts on back-to-back outs, and it is, of course, presumptuous to think it into existence here in the first inning. As the 3-2 pitch, it did out toward left field, bit out toward foul ground, Welk is running, Eyes is running, but it's out of play. So the count's full on Workman, as he'll see an 8 in his plate appearance. But Abe Povich threw a quality start, Justin Armbruster be able to pull it off. He had a quality month against Akron. Another Workman is swung on and belted out towards the right center field. This could tie the game. Back, he looks up, and the scoreboard. Home run for Gage Workman, and it's a 1-1. So the second batter of each inning going deep to center field. Workman collects his 8th of the season. RBI number 6. That's the 9th given up by Buster, and that's what happens when you run a count full for Sosa. What's made Bowie so successful at a lot of points is that they're in the count full so many times. Themselves up opportunities to a good hittable pitch after they pitcher. as Parker Meadows, first pitch to him, misses up and away, and it's a ball. First pitch ball to all three from Armbruster right now. 265 for Meadows, an 810 OPS and 97. Next offering, misses it. Two balls and no strikes. 15 doubles and 5 triples for Meadows. 16 home runs, 3 runs batted in. Here's the 2-0. Called a sneeze. Fastball runs it to 2-1. Now, Armbruster did make his Double-A Davis ballpark. It was back in June. Bowie had their first road trip here, the 2-1. Misses down. 3 balls and a strike. And he allowed a home run in that game to Davis. Myers has been on a big breakout, so that was understandable. And he needs to be careful at the inning is going, the 3-1. Called a strike in the lower outside corner. Back counts. It was Armbruster, drew his 15th pitch. Only 8 of them have strikes, and one of those 8 was served for a run. And now another payoff goes up and away. Ball 4. The Wasps burned Bowie constantly on Tuesday. The fact that they were able to come away with the win was a stroke of good luck. As things are still antsy for Armbruster, Josh Kahn is going to come out. And Bowie, 6 batters from their pitching staff Tuesday, including 3 walks to Dylan Dingler, who had one of the lower walk rates in the league this season. He had never walked 3 times in a season. Bowie walked him 3 times on Tuesday, scored all 3 times. If it weren't for those free passes, but an easy route to win the game. The only reason they won on Tuesday was because of a pair of wild pitches in the 9th inning to just pretty much grant the run. But Brewster has only thrown half his pitches for strikes here in the bottom of the first. He needs to tighten his attack. But it's a tough customer to try and do it against as Quincy Naporti is over and Naporti steps up. 274 average and an 889 in 107 games. As Armbruster system drops down to the waist, first pitch home, and Naporti watches down an inside pitch ball to all four batters. 23 doubles, 2 triples, 28 home runs. He leads the league with 80 RBI. 1-0. Pop foul out of play right side. Count moves to a ball and a strike now. Well, Armbruster only really one batter. Get it back. His Altoona start last week from Nunez. Aside from Nunez, he went. 1-1 is off on the third base side. Just a little. And it's a ball and 2 strikes now. Armbruster made it into the 6th for 2 walks with 2 outs in the 6th. He would have finished the frame. But aside from those 2 walks, Armbruster did not allow any other base runners aside from this who had 2 base hits, including a solo home run. Runner at first, 1 away, a 1-1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss for strike 3. High fastball. Armbruster needed that one there as Naporti goes down swinging. First strike out of it for Armbruster. Base Sox alternate orange uniforms today. The black lock buoy arced across the front side. Gray pants, black cap. Erie alternate blacks today with the E flag logo. Red sleeves, white pants, and a red cap. Dane Myers digs in. 275, 836 OPS this year. 81 games. Here's a pickoff throw to start. Does not see a tag, and we'll wait on the first to Myers. 15 doubles to Myers, 22 home runs. He's driven in 60. Here's the first. Swing and a miss. Foul inside. That's the first strike for Justin Armbruster. Neat there. Get out of this inning with just the 1 solo home run after running back-to-back counts full and walking a batter with only one. Still pretty fine. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Call the inside edge. It's nothing in 2. But this is really going to come down to which pitcher burst. And you could say both pitchers blinked in the first. And I think they just fell victim to batters. The 0-2. This is high, a fastball, a ball and 2 strikes. So perhaps from here, it will be which pitch blinks first. Basically just reset off of the runs, I suppose. Runner at 2 away, a 1-1 game. The 1-2 to Myers, runner goes, and it's for a ball. Throw to second is high. Meadows swung his 14th bag of the year. Count moves even at 2 on Myers. This is Angulo's first game catching since Saturday this week. And only his 5th game overall behind the plate for the Bucks. Now the 2-2. Down and away, 3rd full count of the inning for Armbruster. He's thrown 20 pitches, and if he loses Myers here, we will almost certainly get an arm up and moving in the... This late into the especially with inning limits that are, even if they may be soft inning limits, need to make sure that you don't have a pitch throw more than 30 in an inning or even reach 30. Off to Myers, driven high in deep field. Haskins back at ball. There it goes. Two-run home run for Erist, the second homer of the inning for Erist, 3-1. Armbruster has backed himself into corners in this inning. And that's just what's led to this tough frame. As he's allowed 10 home runs in the season, Myers at 23. And Bowie will almost certainly get him up and moving in the bullpen. This is the first time all season with Bowie, that Armbruster allowed more than one home run. All year that he's allowed multiple home runs in a game. And to have it happen in the span of just the five batters is not good. First one, Dingler is swung on and fouled back. It's nothing in one. 243 for Dingler. 769 OPS. Third in three games. As it looks to be, Jake Purdy is getting loose in the bullpen for Bowie. Here's the 0-1. Watches a called strike on the inside edge. It's 22 doubles and three trips for Dingler. Four runs. 58 runs batted in. His arm Brewster sets at the chin. The next. Inside. Hit him. At his fingertips on the bat. He'll take ace. Athletic trainer is coming up. He's all right. And Dingler doesn't really give him the time of day. Seventh batter of the inning, Brian Packard, as Armbruster, nine pitches. And potentially the last batter he's going to face. If he doesn't retire Packard here, the day is done. Packard just in his 8 AA, hitting 167 or 67 OPS. One double, no triples, no home. Two runs batted in. Armbruster holds and fires the first. Lair watches inside. Nearly clipped him. 1-0 to start. Well, first home run right away that Armbruster backing himself into corners and having to serve up pitches that could pick well, and that's what's happening right now. Fire a first pitch ball to 5 of 7. Just fouled off to the left side. A strike here. And three different counts run. All three batters reach safely. Two home runs and one on a walk. Here's the 1-1. Foul screen, and it's a ball and two strikes now. Seven batters in the inning. Regan didn't look to have much of a problem with any of the other three batters he first inning, aside from Connor Norby, who homered. But Boo finds themselves trailing by two. Deficit they've had since the three-run the other day. The 1-2 is fouled off to the left. Count stays. And Bowie trailed 4-1 midway through the game on Tuesday, but errors, Erie defense, gave them an opportunity to strike, and Connor Norby did with a three-run home run. But you can't rely on errors always. The 1-2 just up and away. It's two balls and two strikes. The four pitches for Justin Armbruster. Now the 2-2. Misses high, and it's full. Runner at first. We'll get a head start here on the fourth full count inning for Justin Armbruster. Dingler's not much of a speedster. They're still going to hold him on slightly. Dashbach club bag, then the runner is. There he goes. The 3-2 is swung on and missed for strike. Late attack and a changeup, but tough first inning for Justin Armbruster. He runs. Throws 35 pitches. We go to the second. 3-1. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Well, as the baseball season winds down, that means we've got to get ready. Football! Friday, September 9th, Bay Sox football kickoff at Prince George's Stadium. Getting ready for the college and the pro season, the Bay Sox will be giving official Adley Rutschman bobblehead. Radley played college football before he joined the Orioles. It's a free bobblehead for the first 70 fans ages 13 and up. So be joining the Bay Sox football kickoff Friday, September 9th. Get your DickSox.com.
Baseball is a game of specialists. Ace stealers, closers, cleanup hitters. Together, they help their teams out from the rest. Specialists also help set Chesapeake Employers Insurance apart from their workers' compensation insurance company. Our health services team includes orthosurgeons, nurse case managers, a therapist, and more. All to get your employer back to work, contain costs, and hems down. That's teamwork. To learn more, connect with your agent or visit Chesapeake Employers at CEIWC.
A birthday bash with the Bay Sox is the ballpark. Bring your friends and family and celebrate and be the star of the show. Dugout with Louie, play games in the stadium, introduce a batter in the game, and get to have the stadium sing for Bay Sox birthday parties, an unforgettable one-of-a-kind experience at stadium. Book yours by calling 301-464-880 or at BaySox.com.
Well, Bowie's got to cover some ground now, see if they can maybe get some home runs at home. As we move to the top of the second inning at UPMC Park in Erie, the Bay Sox trail 3-1. Three runs have dictated the score of this game so far. Kobe Mayo is off against Reese Olsen, and the first pitch in is called a strike. A fastball to the lower outside corner. It's nothing and one. After Mayo, Toby Welkin, Zach Bat. Mayo hitting 246 with 710 OPS in 19 games. The 0-1 pitch home. Is again fastball, a little more routine toward the heart of the zone, and it's no ball, two strikes. Three doubles for Mayo, no triples, two homers, nine runs batted in this year. As the O-pitch is swung on and lifted over short, backhanded deep in the hole by Whitman, and he throws a rainbow toss to foot, and that eats a lot of its time up. Pulls Naporti off of the bag. The fact that he got it there at least should be commendable if Mayo is going to reach on a single. Potential tying run does come to the plate, and they're going to see what the ruling was there. Erie manager Gabe Alvarez came out and asked, well, what was the actual, and the first base umpire was saying Quincy Naporti had to rise up off of the bag, his feet up off of the bag while leaping up to catch the ball. He didn't get pulled off of the ball. It's just the way that the umpire signaled, made it seem as if he got pulled off of the bag instead of pulling up. It's cement, doesn't matter. Here's Toby Welk, first pitch. Watches a called strike. Fastball on the outside. It's nothing in one. Well, in a sarcasm to the way that these first few back on between Reese Olsen and Justin Armbrust against the first six batters that Olsen has faced, throwing a first pitch strike to five of them. One to Welk. Fastball misses a one. The count runs even at a ball and a strike. Well, in comparison, Brewster against the first six batters he faced, threw a first pitch strike to only two of them. Hitting 250, a 731 OPS in two games. Waits for the 1-1, comes, and he swings and misses. Fastball inside, and it's a ball and two strikes. Seven doubles and no triple elk. Four home runs, including one last night. Seven batted in. As Bowie tells 3-1 here in the top of the second inning. The 1-2 pitch, and Welk gets a piece. Foul right side, and the count stays. Again, a critical win for Bowie to potentially even more ground in the West Division standings. They need to come away. One team, which one, needs to come out of this series where he's win. A series split, good. As the 1-2 pitch. This is up. And it's two balls and two strikes. Series split, then Bowie and Erie would leave this series still tied at the top of the Southwest Division. One side needs to have at least a little bit of ground to protect. And right now, Bowie has the ground to protect. We just need to see how it plays out if they can do it. The 2-2 is again fouled. Late attack on a slider away, and the count stays even. As Bowie did come back fit in Tuesday's game, and comfort wins for Bowie have been relatively rare this year. Not to mention the one-run wins, which they pulled off of Tuesday as well. Welk bounces it to foul. This is what I was speaking to a little bit when Workman was at the plate. Workman had run an appearance against Armbruster to 8 for hitting his game-tying home run to center field. And now East Welk will see an 8th pitcher. Still 2, so if his eyes are good, he could lay off one more. The runner at first, no one out. The next pitch. Welk went in and it gets by. Slider moves to the right of Dingler, who advanced to second base on the wild pitch. Well, it has been ruled a wild pitch, and that is right on the interpretation. Things have definitely shown their wear on Dylan Dingler over the last few. Go back to that ninth inning on Tuesday where he led back-to-back wild pitches, giving Bowie the go-ahead run, the eventual winning run. Again, you could say he allowed them. But he probably could have anticipated something. The 3-2 to Welk misses. Hopper ball four. Fastball at 94 came up way too high, and Welk was pretty keen to laying off of it. First walk of the day out by Olsen, and now a potential tying run in base. Here's Zach Watson. 178 average for 137 OPS in 79 games. 8 doubles and 2 triple home runs. He has 27 RBI on the season. Yesterday was a career day for him. He drove in 6 runs for a year, and he pulls back. An inside fastball, it's 1-0 to start. Watson drove in at least a run in 3 of his 5 plate. He had a bases-clearing double in the third inning. That was really the pivotal moment of yesterday's game. Here's the 1-0, and Watson watches a called strike at the letters. Strike. Because Watson came in the third inning. Bowie had loaded the bases against Brant Herter without an out. Herter left. 2 outs were recorded by the reliever. It was down to 2 strikes. Bowie granted the bases loaded, but he collected the 1-1, and he bounces it foul to the third base side. Ball and 2 strikes now. Yeah, if Bowie didn't get anything out of the inning, then it would have gone to the bottom of the third. Still just 3-0 Bowie, but instead it went to the bottom of the 3-0 Bowie. And that's what really changed the entire game. Bowie was able to cruise from there and dominate the night 15-5. First and second now here in the top of the second, though, with no. And now the 1-2 pitch. Watson hangs off of a high fastball again. It's 2 strikes at the very least. Bowie looks to be getting a quick read on that ball. Olsen is trying to use it for a miss pitch. Too much wind this evening, as opposed to night where it was ironed out toward right field. The 2-2 on its way to Watson. Holds off on another high fastball on it. Watson did fit. The handle of the bat got closer to plate than the barrel did. He didn't move the barrel much. So it runs at full now. Back-to-back full counts for Olsen. After that already lengthy appearance to Toby Welk that lasted 9 pitches. Here's the payoff. Fouls it off of home plate. Hits the catcher. Little change. And it stayed. Strong turnout on the shaded side of the park here at UPMC Park. You get over onto the first base side, then it's a lot of that sunlight of awnings and cantilever rooftops for the third base side. That's the home side. The payoff to Watson. Here it comes. Lifted foul. Gets out of play tonight, and the count stays full. Watson has a pretty strikeout rate with runners in score position this season. His walk rate has lesser than his overall. Bowie is showing patience and some zone discipline, at least in these games. More so here in the second. Another 3-2. Swings and misses. That's a high fastball again. Worked out for time. That's his second strikeout. And now here's Andres Engel. Well, a night like night was definitely handled by the bottom of the Bowie lineup, and that's something that they need to see more of. It doesn't need to be every night kind of occurrence, but to get it a little more would be helpful. As Andres Engel digs in, just his 5th game with the Bay Sox, his first pitch just misses outside, an off-speed offering. Start. Engel 6-for-17 with Bowie. It's a 765 OPS with a double. He has 2 runs batted in. As Olsen fires the next, and again, it's 2 balls and no strikes. So Olsen is starting to slowly approach Justin Armbruster's pitch. Obviously, it was very tough for Armbruster, who 5 pitches in the first inning, but only 4 outs recorded. Olsen is at third, and now he steps off the back of the rubber. Lick his fingers quickly and reset. Angulo is 3-for-5 in scoring position this year with Bowie. Here's he watches a curveball. Strike on the inside edge. Didn't get a call when it runs the 1-1. Again, Angulo playing more backup role with Maverick on the injured list. Cody Roberts pretty much catching 4-of-6 series until Hanley returns. The 2-1. Angulo swings and misses. Change up, down, and inside. It's even. That's that change for Olsen. It gets good swing and miss action. Bowie has first and second now with 1 out here in the top of the second. 2-2. Angulo bounces it foul up toward third. Got a 1-0 lead. A solo home run by Norby in the first, but 2 home runs in the first inning from Justin Armbruster. But Erie, but still with 8 innings left play. We're just moving at a snail's pace. The 2-2 to Angulo is outside. Another fastball is the third consecutive full count from Reese Olson. Opponents are hitting only 1/8 on full counts, which is much better than his average. He struck out 20-18. The 3-2. Angulo bounces it deep in the hole and through the field for a base hit. Mayo will score. On to second base, Welk, and he's there, but an RBI single for Andre gets Bowie a run closer. Tying run is in scoring position. It's 3-3. Angulo has been such a clutch for Bowie in so many of these scenarios. I already told you he was hitting through with runners in scoring position. But not only the hit there, to do it on the seventh plate appearance, while already running up the pitch count here on Reese Olson, who's at 27 pitches in this inning. It's going to lead to a mound for Dan Rickaball. Angulo has hits in back-to-back games, 3 RBI with the Bay Sox this season. And we're going to take a quick look around the league while they have this lengthy mound visit. Rick takes his time. Akron leads a 1-0 as they've moved to the third. Richmond and Harrisburg are just at the diamond. They're scoreless in the top of the first. Somerset already has a run. Binghamton at Morabito Stadium in the first. And then a couple of 7-0 first pitches scheduled tonight. Hartford will get going with Reading at Dunkin' Park in New Hampshire is set to Hoadland as well. As Bowie trails 2 here in the top of this inning, what's been a lengthy game already with a 35th first inning from Justin Armbruster that saw 2 home runs, a 27-pitch second inning for Reese Olson here, now recorded 2 singles and a walk, with now Andrew Dock stepping in to try and drive in that tying run from second base. 188 average for Dash, 664 OPS. Chome called a strike. Changeup hits the top half of the zone, nothing in one. 87 games for Dashbach this year with 9 doubles, 12 home runs, 40 runs in. Well, they just clicked on the light at UPMC Park. You can hear that hum as they start to warm up. The 0-1, swinging a fly ball out toward the field corner. It's out of play. Just a little bit to slice on Dashbach as he went at low and away fastball, and it's quickly... But this next pitch will be the 30th inning for Reese Olson. At the very least, have that strong domino effect for later in the game. They do want to capitalize now when they have the chance. The Oach dash box swings and misses. Change up high. Third strikeout for Olson. And now back to the top of the lineup for Daryl Hernáez. Hernáez grounded out to shortstop on one pitch back in the first. Base hit here would probably buoy a tie game. The shadows have crossed the infield. First gin, and Hernáez watches a strike. First pitch change for the last couple of batters now after that mound hit from Olson. Got it on the upper outside zone, and the count starts out at nothing and one. First and two away. And the next pitch, Hernáez holds a curveball inside. He moved just about every part of his body to the bat. Made the right choice at the last second. Runs the count even in. Olson sets now with the waist and fires the next. Nice swings and misses. He was way too far ahead of the changeup. Have not seen a fastball in this plate appearance from Olson. I imagine he's out now. He used it on the high end. Swing and miss pitch. Second two away, the 1-2. Here is the fastball, and it gets by the catcher. Came in too high, and the runners advance. Second wild pitch of the inning. This one pushes Welk third base, and Gulo to first wild pitch really have an impact because Toby walked on the next pitch, so it would have been Mayo to second base anyway. But it even at 2 on Hernáez, now with tying run at third. Ahead run in scoring position. Olson shakes off. Now he sets. The 2-2. Swing and a miss for strike 3. An ag inning for Reese Olson, despite striking out 3 batters. He threw 35 pitches. Bowie gets 1 run. They strand a ton at third. Bottom of the second coming up. Trails 3-2. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Sky Shooter by ZY Pyrotechnics. We'll be lighting up the sky with top of the shows following Bay Sox games season long. We will give you the bang for your buck. Sky Shooter displays include traditional shows, true pyro musicals, custom choreographed, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling 570-328-361 or visit online zypyrotech.com.
On the Green Incorporated is your lawn providing professional organic-based program for residential and commercial lawn. Our lawn care programs provide par-quality results. Each service is covered with guaranteed results for even the toughest lawns. On the Green also offers outdoor pest control services. Mosquitoes, ants, ticks, and more. Safely and effectively control insects and outdoors this summer with On the Green Incorporated. Go to ongreeninc.com.
Get the best deals at Georgia Stadium with weekly promotions all season. Tuesdays are military appreciation night. Purchase a box seat at the proof of service and you'll only pay. Bring along your furry friend on Wolf's Day. And it's the best happy hour around Thursday from 5 to 6:30. $2 Bud and Bud Light drafts with specials throughout the year. And like, get your night started. It's always a good at the ballpark, so get your tickets now at BaySox.com.
Bobbing here at UPMC Park in Erie. Ready, a lengthy game. 5 pitches in the first inning for Justin Brewster. 35 pitches in the second inning. Wilson, as Armbruster looks cleaner frame, he opens up against Corey, number 8 batter. First pitch in. Joyce, he got hit. Just skimmed his elbow. Second hit by 3 batters for Armbruster after only hitting batters over his first 51 all season. Now here's Trey Cruz. We worked hard to even just scrap across their run in the second inning, needing those 35 pitches for Olson. Ran 3 consecutive pitches full, drawing a RBI single, stranding 2 runners in scoring position. It's Trey Cruz in, first pitch to him. Misses wide, and it's 1-0 to start. Cruz just in his 3rd game at LA this year, 2-for-5. Doesn't have any extra base RBI. 2 strikeouts, 3 walks. This is outside again. Armbruster trying to nibble it. It's on these left-handers. Not working just. It's 2 balls and no strikes. Right in. Here's the next to Cruz. High and deep but foul. Pulled out to the right side and it's 2 balls and 1 strikes. Cruz was really sitting on that one clearly, but Armbruster didn't filter with the outside fastballs. Cruz had to reach out and turn on it. Hit it anywhere. Now the 2-1. Fastball called for strike at the knees. It's 2 balls, 6. Bowie trails 3-2 here in the bottom of the second inning. Brewster needs a clean frame. The 2-2. Called strike 3. Low and away at the knees. Cruz not happy. It's the Seawolves dugout. And there's not really going to be anything after. Cruz got a couple of in. He departs. Armbruster at 3rd strikeout of the day. Now we've seen some low calls from this umpiring crew before. Bowie had this same crew about 2 ago when they played Somerset, so Bowie got used to it. First pitch to Andrew Nagato is called a strike. Hits on the top half. Leadoff batter. Popped out to 3rd on the second pitch he saw in the first. Runner at 1st, now with 1 out in the 2nd. 1 pitch, and it's fouled off of Navik Foote. Back to Green, and the count boosts to nothing and 2. Joyce, not a potential stolen base threat. 1 steal and only 1 attempt this year in his 15 games. I don't know, at this time of day, with the fact that the shadow that crosses over just 1st to 3rd, but sunlight behind mound, that could throw things off. Might toward the 0-2. Called strike 3. Breaking ball on the lower outside. Gatto not as pleased. Doesn't get as many words in as Trey Cruz. But he heads back to the dugout on Brewster's 4th strikeout of the day. Hopefully this is the frame for to get into groove. Because if he can believe it, Armbruster not allowed a run in the first inning all before the 3 runs first today. First pitch to Gage is down. And the count starts 7-0. Workman is without what do it to him. On the 9th pitch of a plate up here, first inning, Workman homered out to right center field. Armbruster allowed a run in the second inning, either season. He rarely allows base runners in the second inning. Pickoff throw to first.
just a bit late. Not too much of a zip on that throw for Rooster. If you look at the second inning of all of Arm Rooster starts this year, his whip, his walks plus hits per inning pitched, is 0.29. Next pitch, called a strike, cut edge to Workman, and it's one. To put that in simpler terms, walks plus hits per innings pitch, if you're around 0.29 like that, that's one out of every three innings you allow a base runner. That's it. The 1-1. Two balls and a strike. Again, Arm Brewster needs last inning here. He's in that territory, but needs to get Workman out quick. As the 2-1 pitch is swing missed outside, it's 2-2. If he out here on this next pitch, still wouldn't be good pace for a long outing, but much better standing. And one more good inning after that, catch back up to what would be a normal pace. The 2-2 just misses up and away. High ball, it's 3-2. Arm Brewster might need to try for the sinker. Because it's been those pitches at the knees that have given him the called strikes. 3-2 pitch with two outs. First will jump. There he goes. Pitch home is toward right field, but foul. Hit into the netting in front of the base side bullpen, and the count stays full. Another chance. 3-2 pitch. Swing, and I'm free. Oh, no, he got a piece, and it hit off of him. Looked like it was going to stay in Angulo's glove, but he couldn't. So just barely gets a nick on it and holds on eighth pitch in the plate appearance. 3-2. This one lifted, all to the left side. Plate appearance is playing out eerily similar to the way that the first inning went with Workman. Officer needs to make sure he does not miss the same pitch. The 3-2 here. So we're going to high fly out towards Schlenner, but this one looks playable for Watson. Makes the catch. So the inning, first pitch hit by pitch is no consequence. Was a lengthy inning for Arm Brewster. He's only three pitches, but at least it was short in the first. Third inning coming up, Rails 3-2. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Get your game memorabilia from your favorite Bay Sox players and future stars of the Baltimore Orioles at the Tackle Box store. Jerseys, hats, autographs, and balls, all at great prices. Right of the main gate at Prince George's Stadium and online at BaySoxShop.com, the Tackle Box is the only place to get the best Bay Sox gear for and your favorite fan. It's the Tackle Prince George's Stadium and at BaySox.com.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology pros ready to be your trusted advisor. Document creation, output devices, workflow, to document security and storage, understand people print, not print. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-10, or find out more about how we help you. DCA Imaging System, office technology made easy.
It takes time to get rich purple coffee beans from the lush mountain regions of Colombia and Brazil to farms. But less than a minute to get yourself a delicious, finest, and freshest coffee world. Because Royal Farms' new made coffee machines grind those rich purple coffee beans and brew them one magnificent cup at a time. It's why Royal Farms makes the freshest and best cup in the world. Real fresh, real fast, Royal Farms.
One homestand left to play at Prince George's Stadium this season. It kicks off today, September 6th. Saturday the 10th has the final fireworks show of the year, too, so be sure you don't miss the Baysox.com for tickets. Third inning coming up here at UPMC Park. First to Connor Norby is grounded to third. Back in territory by Corey Joyce. High for first, and it gets by. Norby back to the bag in time, but Noah's backing up the throw, so he'll be able to walk back to first easily. That's going for first error for Joyce in eight games at third base. And it allows no reach to open the inning. It has not had, and it's unlike me to put it blunt, but they have not had a good defense this year. It's pretty simple to see, especially from the left side of the invisible errors that have turned the tides of each of the first two games. Good side of this one as Hudson Haskins steps in. First pitch, Haskins watches fastball called for strike one. Haskins is normally the kind to go after a first pitch, and he's been trying to account that it feels lately. However, would have been a good pitch. The first half, Haskin to go after. Bet you could think with that. Looked to be a good fastball.
Here's the 0-1, and he squares. Bunt placed over toward the mound. Bear Hamilton, he gets it to first in time. Sacrifice bunt goes 1-3. Cesar Prieto will bat as Kahn advances to second base. I mean, hey, with a second and only one out, Prieto could throw it up with one of his own. He was able to lay a bunt single yesterday. First he had laid down since Bowie's last road trip 3 weeks ago. First pitch here, and he instead goes swinging. Fouls it off the screen. It's nothing and one to start. Prieto grounded out to second. He's back in the first inning. But a tying run in scoring with one out here in the third. The 0-1, and Prieto swinging a high fastball. Reading Keith Law's book a while back, Smart Baseball, and it was talking about disdain for the sacrifice bunt, and there was a lot of math that went into it, but the simple cut is in a routine sample. If you have a runner at first with no one out, as the Osta Prieto is fouled off to the left side, stays. If you have a runner at first without, are anticipated to score on X percent of the time. You have a runner at second with one out, anticipated to score a run X percent of the actual percentages. The runner at first with no one out was actually more advantageous. 2 to Prieto, bounces in, and it's a ball and two strikes. And that's very counter to what, you know, traditional strategy in baseball and almost eye test dictates in baseball. Got a runner at second. That's much closer. A hit could drive him in. A base hit doesn't want a runner from first. Here's the 1-2. Prieto bounces it out to the first base side. Count stays. But even if it does counter to traditional strategy in baseball, it's still just basic math. Ran off of instant scenarios that have seen the same thing across the hundreds of thousands of bases that have been played in history. And for that simple fact, Bootley hasn't laid down too many sacrifice bunts. This is Prieto's been the only one that tries to lay bunts, and he usually turns it into a single. A 1-2 pitch here, and he misses. Low chain, fifth strikeout for Reese Olson. And now two away for Kobe Mayo. Mayo single deep in the hole at short second inning. He scored a run for Bowie. He could really use a base hit here. As Olson sets, fires the first. Mayo watches fastball skim 244. It's 1-0 to start. Well, we're at that time of the night where the sun has moved angle to split buildings in downtown Erie and strip of light on the ballpark. Right across the pitcher's mound. The rest in shape. The 1-0. Mayo drop back on a pitch inside, but it's a strike anyway, so it wouldn't have mattered. A ball and a strike now. Runner at second. Two away here the third as Bowie trails 3. All sets. Doesn't even look at the runner. The slider down and away. Another check swing, but Mayo held off. And Norby third. Dingler looking. He threw it a little bit too far. Second base, and Norby just swag. After Peel went through, Dingler had thrown it back to the mound, and he missed. As the count goes to two, Norby picks up his ninth steal of the heads-up base running, as Olson been paying him any attention. One, and Mayo fouls it off to the right side. It's two. Well, Bowie needs to make this work now. They stranded a tying run at the last inning. They've been the team to strand on base more than anyone in the league this year. Two strikes on Mayo. And the pitch home. Swings and misses. Bowie gets a leadoff runner once again. They move him to third, and they send him. That's been a story told too many times from the Bowie Bay Sox this year. Bottom of the third coming up. Bowie trails 3-2. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Pest Now is proud to partner with the Bowie Bay Sox and provide their services. For all your residential and commercial pest control needs, call Pest. For general pest control, termite control, mosquito control, and all other pest control, call Pest Now. You can reach 301-231-300 or visit us online at www.pest.com.
Get the best deals at the stadium with weekly promotions. All Tuesdays are Military Appreciation Night. Purchase a box seat at the ticket office, roof of service, and you'll only pay half. Bring along your furry friend on Wolf Way. And it's the best happy hour around Thursday from 5 to 6:30. Two Bud and Bud Light drafts with other beer specials throughout the year. And live music to get your night started. It's all time at the ballpark, so get your tickets now at BaySox.com.
It's baseball season without fireworks, and you always count on the biggest and best Prince George's Stadium. There's no better way to cap off a fun evening at the ballpark than the Tacular Fireworks Show. And they've got you covered this season with 16 different shows to choose from. So get your now at BaySox.com. Only one fun show left in 2022. It's September 10th when the Richmond Flunks come to town. First pitch is at 6:30. Hope to see you there.
Bottom of the third inning here at UPMC Erie. Still a 3-2 Seawolves lead. As Justin Armbruster faces Parker Meadows to start. First pitch. Called a strike. A fast at the knees, and it's nothing and one. After Meadows, Quincy Naporti and Dane Myers to bat. Meadows blocked and stole second base back in the first inning. Steal was unnecessary. Came on a home run. 0-1 pitch. Called a strike again at the knees. Armbruster won a low fastball to his benefit with the zone is being called. 2-2. Armbruster needed 19 pitches in the second inning. Fires it here, and it's swung on and fouled. A piece back to the screen. Days at no balls and two strikes. Nice in the second was fine, especially compared to the 35 pitches in the first, which is why he really needs one of these next two innings to go right through. The 0-2 here is popped up foul. Side out of play. Count stays. But there have been too many appearances like the way that this one is brewing, in which Armbruster might be able to work ahead to a two-strike, 2-1 and 2, maybe even 2-2. Puck. Two. Outside, and it's a ball and two strikes. Drew Rahm, the same problem a ton with Bowie before he got promoted. His last start with the Bay Sox, or his last appearance, I should say, with the Bay Sox against Akron was very much that way. The 1-2 fouled off. The ball gets bottom plate, and the count stays. This is exactly how it's gone. Remember, Rahm needed 70 pitches in just three innings against Akron in that appearance. And Armbruster at 60 now. The 1-2 is off to the right side. A bouncing ball. Seven pitches in plate appearance. As Meadows has fouled off four of them. Another 1-2. And another foul. This is not too helpful, Brewster, to even get to the break. Imagine he's going to at 62 pitch, only six outs recorded. Another 1-2. Meadows takes a half swing and off. Low curveball, and he's down on strikes. Fifth strikeout for Armbruster. And now here's Quincy Naporti. But that plate appearance, nine pitches long, already eliminated the opportunity for Armbruster to have a quick frame, unless he gets a first pitch out from Naporti and Myers, which I don't necessarily happening. First pitch to Naporti. Strike in at the knees. It's nothing in. Erie has not really been attacked first pitch. And that was because it was a pitch ball to the first four batters. Next pitch to is floated foul left side, and it gets out of play. Nothing in two. Yeah, first batters all had a first pitch ball, and then pretty bad. Armbruster has not had an attempt at the any of these opposing batters. The 0-2 to Naporti popped up. On the infield line, now out towards shallow right, half-ranging, and makes the catch. Out toward the foul line, and there's two away. Fortunately, a faster frame. Oh, here's Dane Myers, who had the go-ahead run back in the first inning. And at this point, that's the critical plate appearance in this game, as it's 3-2. Myers hit it on a full count, which has been pretty rare. First pitch. This is inside. Starts out at 1-0. As a matter of fact, Myers not have a home run on a full count all season out of his first 22. Drew had not allowed a home run on a full count season. 1-0 pitch here. It's swung on and missed down and away. It's 1-1. If he can at least get a perfect inning here, that thing's easier, even if the inning is fast. The 1-1 pitch on its way. It's the right side. And it's up two strikes now. He trails 3-2. They're at least with base runners. Urie hasn't run after Myers' home run. The first offering is popped up again, but gets out a foul to the right side. So the count stays at a ball and two strikes. The pitch count still. That was the 70th for John Brewster. Another 1-2. Popped him again. This one potentially for Angulo in front of the dugout, and he can't catch. He tried to just toss the glove under, and he never lost the mask. Kept the mask on the entire time, and it just fell off in front of his glove. Would have ended the inning. I don't believe it hit his glove, so it most likely won't be ruled a missed catch error. But Angulo had plenty of opportunity to make that catch. He just didn't. So now Armbruster has to try again. Another 1-2 pitch. Swinging a high fly out to Watson, backtracking slightly, but he stops. He camps. Three up, three down inning. Armbruster still handle more. He's up to 72 on the day. That 18 pitches. We go to the fourth. Bowie trails 3-2. You're listening to baseball.
On the Incorporated is your lawn care team, professional organic-based lawn care for residential and commercial lawns. Our lawn care programs provide ballpark quality results. Each service is custom guaranteed results for even the toughest. On the Green also offers out pest control services. Mosquitoes, ticks, and more. Safely and effective insects and enjoy the outdoors this summer. On the Green Incorporated. Go to onthegreeninc.com.
The best way to take in a Bay Sox game, group outing at Prince George's Stadium. Everything from entertaining clients to birthday parties and even fundraising opportunities for your team. The Bay Sox offer plenty of options for your group at unbeatable rates with plenty of off suites, seats, and decks at the ballpark. Your group will eat their fill of an unforgettable time. Find out and schedule your group outing by calling 304-464-488 or going to BaySox.com.
A game of specialists, base steel closers, cleanup hitters. Together, they help their team stand out from the rest. Specialists also help set Chess Employers Insurance apart from other work compensation insurance companies. Our health team includes orthopedic surgeons, case managers, a physical therapist, all to get your employee back to work, contain costs, and keep premiums down. That's teamwork. To learn more, connect with your agent or visit ChesapeakeEIWC.com.
Advanced Care is around the corner at Patient First. Urgent care that's open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day of the year. No appointment needed. Learn more at Patient First. We are on to the fourth inning here at UPMC Park. It has been a lengthy game so far. Despite trailing 3-2, seen a combined 133 pitches thrown between the two. As Toby Welk digs in, first base Olsen is a breaking ball for a strike on the inside edge. It's nothing in one. Olsen is already up to strikeout so far against his first 9 outs. The 0-1 to Welk is a half swing, and he got a piece. High fastball, mean to. Skims back screen, and it goes to nothing and two on the ball. Welk walked in the second inning. Tying run that found its way to third, but he was left stranded. Bowie has left run at third in back-to-back innings. Now the 0-2 pitch. Welk watched fastball. It's a ball and two strikes. After Welk, Zach Watson will bat. And then Andres Angulo after that. Olsen fires the 1-2. And it's popped up. Behind home plate, Dingler doesn't even get a look. It gets out of play, and the count stays at a ball and two strikes. The sun is mostly rooted back behind the buildings of downtown. Don't have really any sunlight left on the 1-2. Another high foul. Olsen is really trying to rely on that, especially when ahead in the count on two strikes. And Bowie's just not playing. The 2-2. Welk hammers it out to field. Meadows is running back, but looks to have a beat. Backing up on the warning track, he makes the catch. Welk needed 10 more feet on that one. And it's the first time that Bowie hasn't gotten the ladder on base since the first inning. So now Watson. Watson struck out swinging the second. A decent shift on for the right-hander. First pitch here, and he says, breaking ball down and inside. It's nothing at one. Olsen has not used the first fastball. I don't think any of the batters he's faced here on his second trip through the lineup. It's to Watson. Another swing and a miss. Slider outside. It's nothing at two. Bowie trails 3-2 here in the top of the fourth inning. They've had to fight base runners. 35-pitch second. Olsen, that saw Bowie score just on an infield single and another single. Now the 0-2 to Watson. A flinch on a slider down and away. Off easily. It's a ball and two strikes. And then Bowie got a leadoff thanks to an error. Used a sacrifice bunt to push him to second. Runner stole third and then two strikes in there. Here's the Watson. Watches it skip in again. Two strikes. Olsen is up to 100 and on the season. Actually making a potential run. Could happen today. All depends. Of setting an Erie Seawolves record. Could strike out more than anyone else in a single season. I guess all depends. He needs four more. 2-2. Called strike three. The inside edge. Watson not happy about it. Home plate umpire give him any response. Seven out for Reese Olsen. Needs three more to break the record. And now here's Andre. An RBI single in the second inning was last base hit. We sit here in the fourth. First pitch to Eng is a high strike. There's that first pitch fastball we're seeing. And seen it for quite some time. What starts out at nothing and one on Angulo. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Angulo watches slider miss away. And it's one ball and one strike now. It looks like Bowie has a right hand forming in their bullpen, so just an arm brewster is done after three innings. Pitch is a bouncing ball hit off of Angulo's foot. Roller base side. Count goes to a ball. Two strikes now. That's no error warming in the bullpen for Bowie. So he'll take over the next half at Sox, and fortunately, he can get some long relief out of him if he pitches four, maybe even five innings. Base is empty, two away, as by one. Olsen holds, finds the 1-2 to Angulo, and it's called strike three. High fastball, Olsen strikes out two more. Perfect fourth inning. We got him in the frame. Bowie trails 3-2. Your Sox baseball.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we had a tenured team of office technology pros ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output device, workflow, to document security and storage, understand people print. Not per- give DCA Imaging a call, 357-7102, or find out more about how we, DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
Well, as the baseball season winds down, that means we've got to get ready for fall. Friday, September 9th, it's the Sox football kickoff night at Georgia Stadium. Getting ready for the college season and the pro season, the Bay Sox will be giving special Adley Rutschman bobblehead. Adley played college football before he joined. It's a free bobblehead for the first 700 fans ages 13 and up. So be sure to join the Bay Sox football kickoff night, Friday, September 9th. Get your tickets at BaySox.com.
Sky Shooter Display by ZY Pyrotechnics will be the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks following Bay Sox games all season to give you the best bang for your Sky Shooter displays. Include traditional shows, true pyro musicals, custom choreographed plays, and much. The night sky is truly limitless. Don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 573-281-361 or visit us online, zpyrotechnics.com.
We're on to the bottom of the fourth here at BMC Park in Erie, and the Bay Sox trail 6-2. Bowie is already dipping into their bullpen. It was not a speedy kind for Justin Armbruster. Fortunately for him, all trouble was isolated to just the first inning, but first inning has so far still been difference maker in this game. He gave up two home runs, including a two-run blast to Daners. Armbruster finishes with just innings, which is a low in a start for Brewster here with Erie. Or rather, he made a 2 2/3 appearance in relief. Noah Denoyer takes over. First pitch to Diller misses up and in. It's 1-0. Armbruster, three innings. He gave up only two hits, but three runs all earned. Next pitch to Dingler is called a strike on the outside edge. It's 1-1. Armbruster did strike out five batters and walked only one, but the walks have burned Bowie. And there's a line drive right to short and scoop Errol Hernandez. He smart lean over to his side and picked it up at the knee. Line out starts the fourth, and now here comes Bryant Packard. Now Armbruster allowed two homes, first time all season with Erie, or with Bowie. I keep switching those. The IE at the end there. First time all season with Bowie, and Armbruster allowed multiple home runs in an outing. As Denoyer takes over, first pitch to Bryant, poked to short. Couple of bounces, scooped by Hernandez, and a good BB to first beats out Packard. Sounded Denoyer is off to a quick little run. Noah Denoyer, 225-pound runner, native of Tracy, California. Minor league free agent, signed in 2018. Not drafted out of San Joaquin Delta, same school as Dean Kramer. On the sin for Bowie, Denoyer has made twos, gone 0-2, but with a 2.66 ERA and 44 innings. Plenty of starting experience for him, as the first pitch here to Corey Joyce missed down. Fastball starts to count out, and 0. Denoyer has 58 strikeouts against Joe Walks. He has allowed 7 home runs this year. This is his second appearance relief after returning from a decent stint in the injured list, the 1-0. Miss inside, and the count goes to 2. No strikes on Joyce, who got hit by the pitch he saw back in the second. Yeah, after 2 rehab appearances, 1 at the FCL, 1 AA, as the 2-0 is called a strike, and it's 2-1. Denoyer came in for 3 innings against Altoona back on the 25th, a game that Bowie had run away with. Altoona to get closer when he missed up to Nick Gonzalez. The 2-1 pitch to Joyce misses down, and it's 3-1. Yeah, Gonzalez slugged a 3-run home against Denoyer, but Bowie still won the game 11-8. Now then, Joyce, did he get hit by it? It hit the umpire. Angulo wasn't it as he flinched on an inside breaking ball. I think missed everyone except Angulo and the actual umpire. Chung Kim has kind of peeled back behind home plate, and he was bent over just a tad. He's upright, hands on hips. He's bending back over a little bit as umpires and the Seawolves athletics Vic are coming out. Eric, how he's doing. Yeah, that's for fun. And look, I've criticized umpires plenty. I've tried to make my criticisms are fair and mostly based on, you know, what I'd be able to get from the electronic readouts or just based on my experience. But umpiring is a hard job, and these days you don't get much protection because we're not back in the old day, or maybe back in where the umpire has that giant padded rectangle that they just hold in front of them with some arm loops. No, they're out there embracing this with only the catcher in front of them to try and them. But it looks like Boyce is going to be given first base. They're saying he got hit by the pitch. So Joyce is aboard. Cruz will step into bat. Joyce been hit twice now. Yeah, they're giving the home plate umpire an opportunity to catch his breath. Or wait, no. Are they saying that he fell off? It looked to be that the way the umpire had signaled, he was pointing to first base. Joyce was hit by the pitch. He waved his arms in dead ball and then pointed to first base. But it appears he's saying that it got the bat. That's an interesting turn. They're saying it's a foul ball, and Joyce is going to have to stick in on a full count after thinking he'd gotten first base. In all honesty, I thought that pitch was inside enough, if it didn't hit him, that it would have been ball 4. I didn't think it hit him. It's going to run the count full, and of course, through all of that, Dent had taken off all of his batting equipment, gloves, his elbow protectors, and all that. So he has to put back on now, and they're giving him time to do so. And now Joyce is going to get back box with a full count. So a chance for a perfect inning. See if he can get it now. A bit of reset. Base 2 away here in the fourth. The 3-2. That one bounces in well. So a lot of effort just spent. Same outcome. Joyce is at first. Talk by Denoyer. Second overall. 40 pitching. And now here's Trey Cruz. Trails 3-2 in the bottom of the fourth. Again, hopefully they can get some lengthy relief out of Noah Denoyer. And with the way that they've attacked Reese Olson today, they might not need to send past the fifth inning. First pitch to Cruz. Fastball just down and inside. Looked like it could have gone 1-0 to start. Cruz struck out looking back in the second on a 2-2 offering. Here's the next. Bouncing ball poked over towards second. Hits the runner, but it's picked by and sent to first base. Easy put out to end the frame. Walk left stranded, and as we move to the Bowie Trails 3-2, you're listening to baseball.
If you're working in the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area, a pipe fitter, pipe welder, AC service technician, and you're in a better life, a better means for yourself and your family, a way to ensure that you're earning the highest and the best benefits in our industry. Visit our website at steamfitters-602.org. That's steamfitters-602.org, and let's talk about what we can do to help change life.
Hey kids, the Bayers Club is the best way to be a fan of Sox, and it's completely free for ages 3 through 12. Futures members get access to special members-only discount ticket offers and freebies for just signing up. Parents, head over to Sox.com to sign up your kids. Sit out on all the promotions and giveaways at Georgia Stadium this season and next. Sox Futures Club. Sign up now at Sox.com.
Hey, coffee lover. Know where you'll find the world's fresh cup of coffee? Right here at Royal Farms. Because with our new brewing system, it takes less minute to go from selecting the kind of want to this. Ah, the freshest, most flavorful cup of coffee you can buy at Royal Farms. So try one. It'll be love at first sip. Because it's the freshest coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
Top of the fifth here in Erie, a thrill game. Bay Sox trying to come back as Reese Olson is back to work. First to Andrew Dashbach is checked. Slider misses outside and the count's 1-0. Reese Olson is still dealing. That was his seventh pitch as he just started the fifth inning. Could be a big one for Bowie as the 1-0 bounce high to third and it eats up Joyce a little bit, but he's able to recover it on the bounce wrist. Barehanded it in the air and fires to first in time. 5-3 put out and there's one away. Now Olson is going his third trip through the lineup in the fifth inning after already throwing near 80 pitches. Probably going to be Bowie's best against the starting pitcher today, but of course did have very good chances in the second, third inning that they squandered. As Hernandez digs in, first pitch away, a fastball starts to count out at 1-0-2. Bowie had runners at second and third in the second, including a runner at second with only one out in any of them. As the 1-0 pitch, this is inside, fastball sets it to 0. Bowie got a runner to six with only one out in the third. He stole third base with two outs, but was left stranded. Here's the 2-0 offering, and her knocks it out toward deep right center field. Meadows is running back and stopping in front of the warning track. He makes the catch. He put a good charge to it, but still not deep enough. Two away. Bowie does not have a base hit. Andres Angulo singled to run in the second inning. If it weren't for the Connor, Bowie would have been going down 10 in a row. But now he's reached twice, had the solo inning. It gave Bowie the one lead. Reached on that error. First pitch here, and a fastball misses down and away. This is where Bowie needs to make up their ground because Olson is starting to miss some of his first pitches. First pitch, the first three batters of this front. Here's the 1-0. Norby off speed, called for strike in the top half, 1-1. Norby had a great August, fine average with a 1066 OPS, really brought him up to quality numbers overall. The one swing and he went, pitch in the dirt, the home plate umpire called him up on it, and it's a ball and two strikes, but the base is empty, two outs, by one. And two pitch. Norby bounces back to the mound. Olson gloves it to first and underhands for the out. Bowie's full innings without a base hit. Play home. 82. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Most people don't know what a steam fitter is. Really, what we do and how much it is you. Just take a moment to think of what your world would look like if you didn't have the ability to generate electricity, have heating or air conditioning, microchip production, internet service, web-based storage, cellular service, and frozen or refrigerated produce. Could you imagine? And these are just some of the things that we impact. Visit steamfitters-602.org, and let's talk about how we bring value to you.
Baseball is a game of special base stealers, closers. Together, they help their team stand the rest. Specialists also help Chesapeake Employers Insurance apart from others' compensation insurance companies. Our team includes orthopedic surgeons, case managers, a physical therapist, and more. All to get your employee back to work, contain costs, and keep premiums down. That's teamwork. To learn more, connect with your agent or visit Chesapeake Employers at CEIWC.com.
Fielder's Choice packs with the Bowie Bay Sox. The best to see the best games at Prince George Stadium. You could save up to 30% on your selected seat from day one and enjoy a number of exclusive member benefits, including flexible exchange options, discounts on suite rentals, special access to the Diamond View Restaurant, and a free members collectible at your first home of the year. Get your pack now by calling 301-464-465 or heading online to Baysox.com.
thank you always for stopping by this evening as we move on to the bottom of the fifth inning here at U Park. Matt Sabatis with you from Erie, Pennsylvania. Bowie trails 3-0. Noah Denoyer is off to a start here in his relief appearance. Let a ball out of the infield. Did walk a bit. Worked scoreless, and he starts the fifth with the top of the lineup. First pitch to Andrew Navagato is called a strike. Change up hits top half of the zone. It's nothing and one to open. Navagato is 0 for 2. Struck out an 0-2 pitch back in the second inning. Next offering is in the zone again. Slider moves it to work in front, and the count's quickly nothing. After Navagato, it'll be Gage, and then Parker Meadows to bat. 0-2 pitch from Denoyer. Swing is for strike three. Breaking ball in the barehanded by Angulo, and an easy toss to first. Beats the runner. First strikeout for Noah Denoyer. Signal for Bay Sox pitching, and there's one gone. Start the fifth. And again, Bowie needs to get it sides of the ball right now, and they've been getting a from the step. After that two-run by Dane Myers, Erie does not have a base hit. They have gotten three runners, two hit by pitches, and walk. First pitch to Gage Workman, and all out of play left side. And one to start, but on the inverse, well, Bowie's pitching is doing the exact same thing. Since Angulo's RBI single in the second, Bowie doesn't have a hit. Here's the 0-1. Workman takes a half swing and a bit of dirt. They appeal on it, and third base umpire says he went. That one hit so low, ricocheted off of Andres Angulo's glove, flying into the air, settling on the net and back at the screen. It's nothing at two. Pitch. Breaking ball too far out. Tried to get the chase, and it's a ball and two strikes. Base is empty, one away, but he tells by still just one. The 1-2 pitch. Workman swings it on a low and away fastball. Can strike out for Noah Denoyer. Seventh overall for Bay Sox pitching. This one we've been missing from Denoyer since he went on the injured list in late July. Some of the best strikeout stuff that we had seen back when he debuted against Reading in May. Always loved his quick approach to the plate, but we've got time called. And it'll get into the field of play. The umpires have stopped some over in left field. I think Erie might have someone coming in the bullpen, and a ball might have gotten loose. But we wait for the first. Here it comes to Meadows. Called a fastball. Skims the upper outside corner. Denoyer is locating right now. Nothing in one to start. Meadows walked in a full count and scored in the first inning. Next pitch. Down and away. It's a ball and a strike now. Meadows swinging back in the third. Here's the 1-1. Just under the knees. The ball as Denoyer tried to locate. We'd seen some of these low pitches called for today and the last time from this home plate umpire, but I suppose they've just missed a little too low. The 2-1 miss is too low. Curveball was well under the knees, and it's the first three-ball count that Denoyer is working. Corey Joyce in the fourth. Upset, the 3-1 from Denoyer is swung down. Run it full. Denoyer set is always fast to deliver. Here's the payoff. Swing and a miss for three. Another curveball, and Denoyer strikes out the side fifth. We're on to the sixth. Bowie can take some momentum from this. At trail 3-2, you're listening to Bay Sox.
Pest proud to partner with the Bowie Bay Sox at their pest control services. For all your residential and commercial pest control needs now. For general pest control, turf control, mosquito control, and all other control services, call Pest now. Reach us at 301-231-8300. It's online at www.snow.com.
It's not baseball season without firework, and you can always count on the biggest and at Prince George's Stadium. There's no way to cap off a fun evening at the ballpark than a spectacular fireworks show. Bay Sox have got you covered this season with 16 different shows to choose from. Tickets now at baysox.com. Only work show left in 2022. Saturday, September 10th, when the Richmond Flying Squirrels come to town. First pitch 35. Hope to see you there.
Shooter displays by Z Wirotechnics will be lighting up the sky. Top of the line fireworks shows following Sox games all season long. We'll get the best bang for your buck. Sky displays include traditional shows, true pyro musicals, custom quarry plays, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give Z-Y a try. Find out more by calling 570-328-161 or visit us online, zypyrotechnics.com.
Bottom of the sixth inning here at MC Park as the Bay Sox trail 3-2. Hudson Haskin leads off the first pitch, high fastball that misses. Start. 85 pitches, Solson, and they're sending him back out for the only needed 9 for a perfect 1-0 pitch. Haskin watches high break, called for strike. That one looked to be about height as the fastball. Buttons the count even at a ball and a strike as it's by 1. Haskin, Prieto, and Matt. As the 1-1 pitch is popped foul out of play right side. 2. Haskin had a solo home against Olsen the last time he saw him back at Prince George's Stadium in June. Could really use one now on his third attack against him. For 1. A strikeout, laid down a sacrifice bunt back in the third. The 1-2 pitch here, and Haskin watches a called strike 3. Curveball on the inside edge, and strikes out his 9th batter. He's retired 10 consecutive Bay Sox batters. This game most likely going to come down to which one is most effective. But that's going to rely on Beaton attacking and getting something across to try and come from behind. At this rate, might not be able to. Cesar steps in. Pitch home. Brieto squares and bunts it in there out of play. He didn't get the squint fast enough. As that fast came in at 94 outside and one to start. Brieto is, of course, the best bunter on the team, but he definitely wasn't as set to surprise that one. He normally doesn't show it, but still, the 0-1 pitch. Hall misses, and it's a ball and a strike. Brieto has always been the best bunter. He never shows it on that first pitch. He'll bring it out once it's coming, but he still didn't get it fast enough there. The 1-1 fouled off. Breaking ball bounced on and back to the screen as the count moves to a strikes. It's Bui Tritsu here in the top of the sixth inning. All 5 runs in this game scored in just the first half innings. Here's the 1-2. Swing a foul off of home. Well too far, a curveball down. Prieto was able to pull his swing up just enough to get something. Now the question is now, again, since we can't see, does Erie have anyone in their bullpen? As at 93 pitches. If someone gets, I imagine they might get someone up. But at his rate, he'd bother. The 1-2, and Prieto fell again. At least this is what Prieto is at. Run up this plate appearance long enough, and Erie hasn't gotten up and moving in their bullpen, which, at first glance, I don't think I'm seeing. Maybe that could really hurt him. The 1-2, high fly ball, fall, left field. Looked like a good crack by, but it was just a little bit too early. So we wait on another 1-2. Here it comes. Prieto pokes it out towards second, deep in the hole. Diving grab by Navigato. Upright first. Incredible play. He is not getting any chances today. Star that one in your scorecard. Got to at least be impressed by it. It's 11 consecutive batters. Retired Solson. So two away. Here's Mayo. Mayo 1-for-2 on the next pitch here. Is a high fastball. This is 1-0 to start. And like many of his losses this season, well, again, it's a loss. They trail 3-0, only the 6th. The 1-0. Mays a called strike on the inside edge. It's 1-1. In many Bowie's losses, especially the one-run losses, they had their chances. Misses. And Bowie missed out on them with runner in the second and third as the next pitch bounces in. This ball is in a strike, but we had runner in scoring, tying run in scoring position with only one out in the second. Do anything with it. Here's the 2-1. Mayo fouls it off to the third base, sudden at 2. And after that tying run at second base, they never got it really good for the rest of the night. They haven't had a base hit since they got that tying run to second base. Mild shift on with bases empty. It's here in the top of the sixth. The 2-2 to Mayo. Still misses. And it runs. Well, Olsen is still dealing with that high fastball for a put-down pitch. And Bowie has at least been laying on. You understand why it might work for Mayo. He's a tall water. But still. Now the payoff. Mayo bounces it out towards short. Very slow. Workman gloves low. He fires. Hits it there. Well, now the infield suddenly knows how to play. After committing 5 errors over the first 20 innings of this series, they're making plays left and 12 consecutive by Reese Olson. Bottom of the sixth, Cumberland trails 3-2. You're listening to Baseball.
It takes time to get rich, flavorful coffee beans from the lush mountain regions of Brazil to Royal Farms. Less than a minute to get yourself a delicious hot cup of the finest and fresh coffee in the world. Because Royal Farms' new Swiss-made coffee machines grows rich, flavorful coffee beans, then one magnificent cup at a time. It's why Royal Farms makes the freshest and best coffee in the world. Rich, real fast. Royal Farms.
A birthday bash with the Bay Sox, the best time at the ballpark. Bring me out to celebrate and be the star of it. Dance on the dugout with Louie, play games in the stadium, introduce a game, and you'll even get to have the sing for you. Bay Sox birthday, an unforgettable, one-of-a-kind Prince George's Stadium. Book by calling 301-444-4880 at baysox.com.
Are you interested in beginning or expanding on a career in the pipe fitting, pipe welding, or HVAC service industry? Are you interested in a career path that will set you up for life without experiencing any college debt? If you are interested in these things and in the D.C. area, the Steamfitters UA Local 602 Apprenticeship Program is the best choice for you. For information about our apprenticeship program and how to apply, please visit steamfitters-602.org. At steamfitters-602.org.
Bottom of the sixth in Erie. Bay Sox still by just one. Noah DeNoyer hoping for a similar sixth inning. This inning, first pitch to Quincy Naporti is bounced foul. Got past Sacredo, who still tried to backhand it, but it's nothing in one start, at least a good start there. Noah DeNoyer struck out the side in the he did work it full on Parker Meadows before getting him to swing and miss. Other than that, though, he didn't even have a two-ball count thing. As Naporti will bat, then Dane Myers and Dylan Dicker. Naporti 0 for 2 with a fly outfield back in the third inning. He struck out and Erie still three-run first inning. They're two home runs. So one pitch, swing and a miss, off-speed, and it's nothing in two. Yeah, Justin R. Brewster just flatly did not have his best command this evening, in which he threw pitches 48 for strikes. 0-2, bounced up again, but still foul. It was a good strike arm Brewster following the first inning. It was just where he ran into so many problems. He did 35 before finally getting out of it. The 0-2 to Naporti. Lifted out toward right field. Not deep. Haskin hovered right and now makes the catch. Naporti not too pleased. Slammed his bat down and there's one gone for Myers. DeNoyer's riding a pretty routine strike rate in terms of his work. 20 pitches, 19 for strikes. Myers, who had the two-run home run back in the first inning, at this point still the difference maker in the first pitch. He squares, but bunts it foul. Behind the screen. The count starts out at nothing and one. Myers flew out to center field third. Next, breaking ball wide. The count moves to a ball and a strike now. As Bowie trails 3-2 here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Next pitch in Neuer. Is called a strike. Falcates well on the inside edge, and Myers doesn't agree with. He tries his best to not even look at the umpire while shaking his head out towards center field. Doesn't want to offend. Here's the 1-2. Back to the screen. High fastball in the count. DeNoyer has always got that fast run. Does not waste time. From the time he's holding ball on thigh as well as glove, between that and the delivery, he has swung on and missed for strike three. Fastball down and in tight. Fourth strikeout for Noah DeNoyer. Ninth overall for Bay Sox pitching. Here's Dylan Dingler. From the time DeNoyer comes to when the ball leaves hand, more often than not, it's less than 2 seconds. It's probably around 1 second. He sets and he fires. First pitch, Dylan Dingler misses high. 1-0 to start. When I just said that right, that's it. He fired. That was real time. He sets again, and he's again. The 1-0 is fouled off to the right side. Dingler is 0-for-1 on the day. A pitch in the first inning. Didn't get past first base. He lined out softly to short. Back in the fourth. It was low grab. Picked up by Hernandez. 1-1 offering. And it's popped up. In on the handle side of the infield. Hernandez makes the and the catch. The inning is over. Another perfect frame for Noah DeNoyer. Seven consecutive batters. That's what Bowie needs right now. As we moved, they still trail 3-2. Your Bay Sox baseball.
From sprains, stitches, sore throats to stomachs and pulled muscles to poison, care is around the corner at Vision First. Walk in to see a doctor 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day of x-rays, lab tests, and prescription drugs are on site, and most major insurance plans are accepted. For routine illnesses and injuries, Patient is here for you. Patient First, the name fits.
Patient, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
When your commercial plumbing project calls for it safely and on time, your job calls for the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Local always deliver the most skilled and trained plumbing craftsmen in the DMV. If you're a contractor who saves jobs done well, you have plumbers of Local 5 Washington. Start your partnership with them today. Visit local5.org. That's localplumbers.org.
Well, as the baseball season winds down, that means we've got to get ready for football. Friday, September 9th, it's the Bay Sox foot golf night at Prince George's Stadium. Getting ready for the season and the pro season, the Bay's giving away a special Adley Rutschman bobblehead. Remember, Adley played college football before he joined the Orioles. It's a free bobble for the first 750 fans ages 13 and up. So be sure to join the Bay Sox football kickoff night on Friday. Get your tickets at baysox.com.
Of course, you heard the football in the Prince George's Stadium. And don't forget, there's still plenty more to talk. Final homestand of the regular season is Fan Appreciation Day on Sunday the 11th. There's going to be a giveaway for the first 500 fans aged 13 and up, as well as playing field prior to the game. So there's a lot to look forward to next week, Sunday the 11th, that catch on the field. Go to Bayside to get your tickets. As we move on to the CMC Park in Erie, the Bayhawks need the offense to get going. Fortunately for them, Reese Olson done. It was a quality start for Olson, in line for a win. Six innings for the right-hander, three hits and two runs. He struck out nine, only one of them on a solo home run by Connor Norby. As Toby Welk will bat against Yaya, first pitch. It's called a strike. On the inside edge, it's nothing and one. Shentu, a 5'9", 170-pound, 25-year-old right-hander, Joey Florida, 36th round draft in 2018 by Detroit. Fires the 0-1 pitch, and Welk walked down and away. It's a ball and a strike. After Welk, Zach Watson and Andres Angulo will bat. Shentu holds quite some time. Finally, the 1-1 pitch, and hard to short, backhanded and off glove. Sneaks into left for an error. At the very least, Welk will reach. And they instantly ruled on Workman. Already his 16th this season, and he has had constant trouble over the course of this series with these there in the six hole. But Bowie has the leadoff batter on base for the first time since third inning. Third game. It's their first base runner since Connor Norby led at third with an error. Zach Watson. First pitch in from Shintoof, and Watson fouls it off to the right side, nothing and one. Watson 0 for 2 outs. 42 appearances for Shintoof. This is his 43rd on the team with a 4 record, a 3.04 ERA. For 10 innings, 6 strikeouts, 15 walks. He's allowed 6 home runs. The 0-1 pitch, and Watson off to the right side again, nothing and two. Shintoof has blown 4 season. And at the moment, this is considered a save opportunity, but I doubt, among all doubts, that Shentu finishes out this game. What a three-inning pitcher. Here's the 0-2. Watson takes a check on the fastball, but he held off. A ball and two strikes here. First, still no one out here in the top. But we make that run, but they really need base hits to on their run. The 1-2 pitch, a piece. High fastball, screen, and the count stays. But we held 3 hits today. Erie only has. They both came in the first inning. The two runs, that was it. Bowie only has their hits over the first 2 innings. Connor Norby, a home run. Kobe Mayo's infield single. Trez Angulo's RBI single. And two sets at the waist. Fires the 1-2. And Watson watches slider miss down and away. It strikes. Second appearance of this series for Shentoof. He fired 7th inning. On Tuesday, back when the game was tied at 5, struck out a batter and induced 2 groundouts. Here's the 2-2. Sin pops it up. Shallow center. Short up Workman camps. And So one away. Bowie still hasn't had a base hit since the second. And now here's Angulo, who had the last Bowie base. Fortunately for Bowie, it was an interesting enough decision for Erie to use as many pitchers as they did yesterday. They dug their bullpen six times after Brandt only able to finish two innings, wasn't out in the third. They never position player, which is understandable. We don't need to see more of that in the game. As the first pitch to Angulo is floated out toward right field, falling, caught by the second baseman. Andrew Navagato was shipped the other way and had to cover a massive ground. And Stach, Bowie just can't catch a break. Already two away. Bowie cannot. So two away for Andrew. But used six relievers in yesterday's game. Now granted, not all of them spent time out there. In fact, only two of them in one inning. But they all came out, and they were all used. Erie used three relievers on Tuesday's game as well. This pitch to Dashbach is swung on, missed high. Fastball starts thinking one. So Bowie really needs to make the most against that they're going to see for the remainder of the week, because Erie doesn't have the best relief staff. They've blown a handful of games, as is the 0-1 pitch. Anyway, it's a ball and a strike, but the main difference is being is that Bowie blew a lot of games in the first half. Their bullpen has been much stronger in the second half. We have shown a couple of cracks. The late Erie has shown more of their cracks here in the second half, and they've blown some big games. The 1-1 pitch. Out toward deep right center field. Pack back. He's at the wall, and it's over his head. Bounces off the wall. This could tie the game. Does Welk get the wave around? He does. The relay throw is on its way, and it beats him. Tying run thrown out at home. Bottom coming up. Bowie trails 3-2. Listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
The game of specialists, base stealers, closers, cleanup hitters. Together, they help their team stand out fresh. Specialists also help Chesapeake Employers Insurance apart from other compensation insurance companies. Our health team includes orthopedic surgeons, nurse case managers, a physical therapist, and more. All to get your employee to work, contain costs, and keep premiums down. That's teamwork. Learn more, connect with your agent, or visit Chesapeake Employers at CEIW.com.
Incorporated is your lawn care team. National organic-based lawn care program in commercial lawns. Our lawn programs provide ballpark quality services custom tailored with guaranteed results for even the toughest lawns. It also offers outdoor pest control, mosquitoes, ants, ticks, and mold. Safely and effectively control into the outdoors this summer with On The Incorporated. Go to ongreeninc.com.
Your gear and memorabilia from your favorite Sox players and future stars, Baltimore Orioles, at the Tackle Box store. Jerseys, hats, autographed bats and balls, all at great prices. Located right of the main gate at Prince George's Stadium and online at BigShop.com, the Tackle Box, only place to get the best base on you and your favorite fan. It's the box at Prince George's Stadium and at BigShop.com.
Just wrapping up the seventh inning stretch at UPMC Park in Erie. Bay Sox, their best chance all night to tie the game. A run thrown out at home on a two-out double. Ruined that opportunity. First hit since the second inning. And still can't get much out of it. The frame coming up, fortunately enough for we, Noah Denoyer is on a great run. Things of scoreless work with only one walk out of the bullpen in long run. He'll face Bryant Packard here to 7th. Packard is 0-2. First pitch. Left-hander lifts it out toward deep center field. Watson's running back. He's at the warning track. But he's there. Oh, was 10 feet shy on that one. Watson had pretty much his entire back to the end. Really made it look as if that one was going to carry. Fortunately, he saw it and just big spot before settling to make catch. So one up, one down. Corey Joyce, he's the only batter to face against Noah Denoyer tonight. And Denoyer, not to mention, is having a pretty efficient night in relief. 30 pitches for these 10 outs. Pitch into Joyce. There's a breaking call for strike on the inside edge. It's nothing in one. So six outs to work with now offensively. Really got their first base hit since the second. Still didn't do much. The 0-1. Called a strike on the lower inside corner. That one may be a bit. Looked to be a little bit low. Denoyer will take it. Even if it not have been the right call. The 0-2. Well down and inside. An easier call. Strikes now on Joyce. After Joyce, it goes back to the switch hitter for Deuce. Bowie trails 3-2. The 1-2. Curveball. That one ahead of Joyce. He didn't really flinch. just kind of lowered his head. Keep his skull in, run the count even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bases empty, one away here in the bottom of the seventh. In a game dictated by pitching. As the pitch is line foul up the third base side. Count stayed. But to have a game dictated by pitching the way it's been, which makes the thing that Justin Armbruster threw all the pitching. As the two is swung on and missed 3. Watch up and away. DeNoyer strikes his 5th batter. 10 punch for Bay Sox pitching, and there's 2 away here in the 7th. That first inning for DeNoyer, just everything that could have gone wrong went wrong. Back on the walls, allowing 2 home runs. First pitch to Trey Cruz is called a strike on the outside edge. It's nothing in 1. 30 total pitches for Armbruster in that first inning. At this point, that's still the decider of this game. The 0-1 pitch misses out. It's a ball and a strike. Shame that that's the decider of this game because Noah's doing everything that he can. The 1-1 is outside again, and it balls and a strike on Cruz, who's 0-2. Cruz grounded out to second base. Last time up, he struck out looking back in the 2-1 pitch. Floated out to foul. This one will slice out of play. Not too much of a chase given, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Again, Bowie trails 3-2. Makes his empty 2 outs here in the 7th. DeNoyer already waits for the quickly sets, fires. 2-2 pitch, bounce in, and it's full. And DeNoyer always holds the glove and ball on his front 2 thighs, one on each side. When he brings them together, a half step forward, then kick it high and fire, all within a span of about a second. The pitch is called strike 3. Got him with a curveball on the lower outs corner. DeNoyer racks up his strikeout. He's retired 10 in a row on 4 hitless innings. On to the 8th inning. He needs the offense to back him up. They do. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
If you own or operate a building or facility, or if you're a general contractor that is located or operates in the D.C. area, there is no doubt that it is important to have the best trained and most qualified people working for you. Members and Fitters UA Local 602, the highest level of HVAC, mechanical, and specialty piping service to the various customers we serve. For more information about the services we provide of companies you can hire, please steamfitters-602.org.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisor. From document creation, output to scanning and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging 301-577-1021 or more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DA Imaging Systems, office made easy.
Get the best deals at Stadium with weekly promotions all season. Tuesdays are Military Appreciation Night. Purchase a box seat at the office with a proof of service, and you'll only pay half price. Bring along your furry fun Woof Wednesday, and it's the best hammer around every Thursday from 5 to $2 Bud and Bud Light Draft. Other beer specials throughout the year, and live music to get your night started. It's always a great time at the ballpark, so it's now at Baysox.
Now, fans, don't forget about our On the Green Incorporated. They're celebrating 25 years of providing custom lawn care and pest control. They can guarantee strong results in residential or commercial lawns, whether you've got issues lawn care or pest control. If you mentioned about them on the Bay Sox, you'll get a discount on your first service. Enjoy the outdoors this summer with what remains of the summer with On the Green Inc. Go to .com or call 410-690-4444. The 8th inning at UPMC Park. Top of the line for Bowie as they trail 3-2. Daryl Hernandez is a called strike. Ball in the upper inside corner. It's nothing and one. Erie makes another pitching change as White comes out of the bullpen, replacing Yaituf. Second reliever tonight for the Fires, the 0-1, and it's down and inside. Hernandez checked his swing. But much like Hudson Hadley moves the handle of the bat, then brings the barrel in later when he's checked. He saved it there. Runs the count even at 1. And Hernandez swings and misses on a 1-2. Shentu Fosenning gave up just 1 hit, no strike walks. Bowie nearly scored the tying run when Andrew Dashbach doubled the right field, but Toby Welk was thrown out to score from first. The 1-2 pitch, and Hernandez watches low and in. It's going to draw some groans. As the count goal, good at 2. 0-for-3 day first. Ground out, fly out, strike out. As the 2 ring is swung on and missed for strike 3. We're outside for strikeout for 1 overall for Erie pitching. Brennan White, 5'11", 180, 23-year-old right-hander from Epic, New York. 26th-round Russian back in 2019, making his second appearance of this series. Came in on Tuesday, Cheer to Connor Norby is called a strike outside corner. It's nothing and one. Season White has 42 appearances, record and a 2.84 ERA. Seven innings. Here's called a strike outside corner. Nothing and two to Norby, who's 1-3 on the day with a solo home run back in the first. He reached on an error in the third. Got to was left stranded. Here's the 0-2. It off. Just a piece and a high fastball. Count stays. 57 White, 63 strikeouts, 16 walks, allowed two home runs, eight saves, two blown saves. As he fires the 0-2 pitch, and Norby laces one into center field. There it's Parker Meadows. Two-hit day for Connor, presenting a tying run at first base with one out here in the eighth. Second base hit for the Bay Sox since this inning, but they still have hits, while Erie only has two. The two home of the Seawolves in the first inning have been only hits, and it's still beating Bowie right now. As Hudson Haskins steps in, 0-for-2 day with a sacrifice that did not accomplish much in the skin. First pitch home to him here is swung on and missed. Fastball up and inside, it's nothing and one. Has struck out twice. After Norby reached in the third inning, error to open the frame, Haskins laid sacrifice bunt. Norby then and was left stranded. Here's the 0-1 pitch, and has and misses. Fastball inside, nothing and two. Still a 3-2 game. It's been stuck this way since the middle of an inning. We had tying third go-ahead run at second inning and didn't do anything with it there. White sets. Now the O-pitch. Haskin watches fastball up and away. Leads to a couple of grounds. That pitch was a little too high. And it's a ball and two strikes. Pitch into half. Fouled off just a piece to the screen. And the count stays. So White does have a couple of long under his belt this season. And 42 appearances over 57 innings. So he could make this game, just all depending, considering how Erie has used their bullpen this week. The 1-2. Check swing and appeal. He didn't go. Slider missed down and away. Haskin looked to hold off on it, but that's going to stop the fans from getting upset. Runs the count in two strikes. That was the fifth plate appearance. At first, one away. Bowie still just one. Massive gap on the right side of the end. Second baseman looks to be at the start of play. Have five of them this year. The 2-2 down and away. It runs the count full. Haskin has 13 home runs against the Seawolves this year. One in each series, including his one yesterday. See if North's off here. Stays put. The 3-2 bounce. So it wouldn't have mattered. Haskin has the walk. After falling behind, nothing in two, a critical plate appearance for Hudson. Only the second walk drawn by a Sox batter today. Toby Welk got a repass in the second. Run moves to second base now for Cesar Prieto. Now, Boo really needs this to happen for them here. They've not had an opportunity like this since the third inning when Connor Norby second base, and it's going to lead to a mound visit from Dan Riccobal simply because this Bowie has had a runner in scoring position since that third inning. Does give us a chance to tell you about our guys at Pest Now. They've been a proud partner of this, and they provide pest control service at Prince George's Stadium. So that's how you get that they're reliable. If you have any problems with your residential and commercial control needs, termites, mosquitoes, really whatever it might be, you can get a call and they should be able to help you out. 301-231-8300 and visit them online at pest.com. Opportunity of the night for the business. They've got first and second with only I shouldn't say that, but the best opportunity for the base in quite some time, specifically because Bowie did have third with two outs in the second. But to have first and second here, one out against a new pitcher, is at least a good start. The best contact bats in the lineup. That might be helpful. A base hit would most likely aim for Bowie. That's what it's right now. Especially with Norby's speed. So before today's game, White only had three appearances in the box. He'd combined for four innings, had not allowed a run, only one hit. But to have a walk in this frame is a good start. To Prieto, and he watches fastball miss low. My homerism says not to say much about that pitch, but that one looked like it could have been a strike, considering the zone has been called today. But Prieto's ahead, and one ball and no strikes. Here, and Prieto swings and misses on off speed. Comes in high. It's 1-1. They've got a hard shift on for him. Third base still plays on baseline, but Prieto is not a scenario for him. He's pretty particular. He likes to bunt. So there's a gap the other way. The 1-1. And Prieto hittle a chance for two. Scooped by the short mini. Steps on the bag. Sends it to first. And it's there. Louis gets first and second with one out. And out of it. Bottom of the eighth coming up. They trail. You're listening to me. Sox Baseball.
From bumps to burns, fevers too, and bruises to broken bones, care is around the corner, patient first. Walk in to see her from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every the year. X-rays, lab tests, prescription drugs are on site, and major insurance plans are accepted. Routine illnesses and injuries, First is here for you. Patients, the name fits.
First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
Partner with the Bowie Bay Sox and provide pest control services. For all your resident commercial pest control needs, call Pest. For general pest control, termite control, mosquito control, and all other pest control, call Pest now. You can reach 301-231-00 or visit us online at www.pestnow.com.
The best way to take it a game is with a group outing at Prince George's Stadium. Everything from entertaining clubs to birthday parties and even fundraisers for your team, the Bay Sox offer for your group at unbeatable rates with plates on suites, seats, and decks around the ballpark. Your group can eat their fill and have an unforgettable time. Find more and schedule your group outing by calling 301-464-40 or going to baysox.com.
Bottom of the even Erie, the Bay Sox offense has been able to back up a great pitching performance today. From just a rough first inning from Justin Arm, Bowie has held Erie-less over the following six. Connor Loprich takes over in relief. Noah Denoyer, first pitch in to Andrew Nowell to strike in the lower inside corner. It's nothing one. Noah was nearly perfect in relief. Four innings, he allowed one walk. That was it. Here's swinging a piece foul, rolled over to the right side, and it's no ball strikes. Navagato is 0 for 3 of strikeouts. After him, Gage Workmarker Meadows will bat. Denoyer struck out six at just that one walk. And Bowie's offense could have backed him up. He would have had a big chance for a win, but instead they still trail 3-2. Here's the next. A slider, kept in front well by Anlo. It's a ball and two strikes. As Loprich takes over, 16-pound right-hander, traded over from 2020. 27 appearances and a 2-1, 4.64 ERA this year. Fires the 1-2 pitch, and it's an inside. Two balls. Loprich has four innings under his belt this year, 68 with 25 walks. Allowed 10 home runs. And there's in the 2-2 to Navagato. Five right field, base hit. First hit for Erie since Dane Myers had a two-run home run in the first inning. All of that time spent of the Erie offense quiet, but we built no ground from it. And now Erie is going to try and get some insurance. Gage Workman bats. He had the game-tying run in the first. Switch hitter bat. First pitch home, and Workman will high fastball miss. It's 1-0 to start. Which is coming off of a strong win against... He actually made two appearances against the Curve this week. Combined for 2 1/3 innings with five strikeouts, no walks. Won one game and saved the other as the 1-0 pitch. This is up and away. Two balls and no strikes on Workman, who's for three overall. Yeah, Loprich was the pitcher in Bowie's walk-off win after he came in and fired a scoreless inning. Now an inherited runner to score. Still struck out three batters. Here's the 2-0. 3-0. Been a very calm night weather-wise here at UPMC. I'm very grateful for that. Over the course of this week, we aren't expecting much weather. As the throw is lined to right field, but in on it is Haskin. He makes the catch, tries to double the runner at first, but couldn't get it there in time. Navagato skipped back in safely. first base umpire actually kind of got in the way. But Workman lines out to right field. Good jump in by Haskin. That was nearly a base hit. And now here's Parker Meadows with one on and one out. But we're only going to have three outs to this game in the top of the ninth inning. 5, 6, and 7 will bat. Kobe May, well, Zach Watson. First pitch to Meadows, an off-speed pitch. Not sure, maybe a bit outside. 1-0 to start. Meadows is 0-for-2. A walk back in the first inning. He struck out twice, once in the fifth. As Lepridge sends the net. Well, that one looked to be in the same as the previous pitch, but it's called a strike now. Okay. It's a ball and a strike. Here's one. Bounce to first, but foul. It's a ball and two strikes now. Meadow, not much of a ground ball hitter. He's not put it into play in this game. Did have a couple of, actually had one ground ball yesterday, but he has hit into these this season. Here's the 1-2. Swing and a miss for strike three. Down for the first strikeout. 12th overall from Bay Sox pitching. And now here's 40. Oh for 3 day for Naporti. First pitch home. And this is fastball inside. It's nothing in one. That fastball and that changeup from Lopritch have played better off of each other as the season has gone on. They've made improvements in tandem. The fastball more than anything. And then when you add in the slider that the Bay Sox bullpen has made wholesale, the 0-1 is swung on and fast to the mid of the catcher. It's nothing in two. But on the slider that has improved bullpen wholesale this season, Lopritch has quickly turned into one of the best relievers in the bullpen. His half is pretty much unmatched for Bowie. Easton Lucas is the only other one along with it, but it's practically 1A, 1B between lefty and righty. First two away, the 0-2 to Naporti is checked on in the dirt and appeals. He held off. And it runs the count to a ball and two strikes. Bowie still has more hits than Erie tonight. All about when you get your hits and how far you can. That's exactly what Erie did in the inning. And it's still been the taker this evening. Here's the 1-2. Swing, strike three. Nice curve down and inside for Lopridge. The Bowie has been as good as you could have asked them this evening. The offense needs to pick up their fair share. As we move to the top of the ninth, Bowie trail 3-2. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Well, as the season winds down, that means we be for football. Friday, September 8th, it's the Bay Sox football night at Prince George's Stadium. Getting ready for the season and the pro season, the Bay stepping away a special Adley Rutschman bobblehead. Remember, Adley played college football before he joined the Orioles. It's a free bob for the first 750 fans ages 30 up. So be sure to join the Bay Sox all kickoff night on Friday, September. Get your tickets at BaySox.com.
Celebrate the history of our national past at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memory. Connect with events that shaped and changed the game and country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Baseball is a game of specials. Base stealers, closers, cleanup hitters. Together, they help their stand out from the rest. Specialists also help set Chesapeake employers insured apart from other workers' compensation insurance companies. Our health services team, orthopedic surgeons, nurse case manager, a physical therapist, and more. All get your employee back to work, can costs, and keep premiums down. That's teamwork. To learn more, connect with or visit ChesapeakeEmployersEIWC.com.
It's always a pleasure to have you along each evening. Hopefully the Bowie Bay Sox give you something to be happy about tonight. As we move to the top of the ninth inning at UPM Park in Erie, Bowie trails 2. Brendan White can turn the first pitch to Kobe Mayo. Misses inside. A fastball starts the count out at 1-0. Matt Spottis with from Erie, Pennsylvania. Glad you're sticking with us. As Mayo, Welk, and Watson will bat. As White looks for his save of the season. The 1-0 pitch still misses inside. It's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mayo scored a run. It was back in the second inning after he came with an infield single to short. Came around to score on a single by Andres Ngo. As the 2-0 pitch is called a strike on the inside edge. This time off speed, score location on the curve from White, and in one strike. Opportunities, plenty of ops over the course of this game. As the 2-1 is called a strike again. Inside edge, and it's 2-2. Mayo has won 4 pitches without moving the bat. Louis has only left 5 base, but they're 1-for-7 with runner scoring position. Believe it, Erie has not had a runner in scoring position. Hammered out to right, but not deep. Packard runs down. Camps makes the catch. There's one away. I correct myself. Erie has had a one runner in scoring position. Parker Meadows back in the first inning, and he scored on a hold at first base. It wouldn't have mattered. As Toby Welkin, he's 0-for-2, has been on base twice. Second inning, got to third, and was reached on an error in the seventh inning, and was thrown out trying to score from first. First pitch in, and Welk brushed back on an inside breaking ball. It's what a start. This is one of those games that Bowie has seen this year. Offense isn't able to get much done. Maybe against one good starting pitcher, and then after they go into the bullpen, he has never had good work against opposing bullpens. The 1-0 pitch is called a strike. On the outside edge, it's one. Not to mention, Bowie has been one of those teams in the Eastern League this season, in the specifically. As the 1-1 pitch. Picked on, slider outside. Welk didn't flick enough, just got the wrists around, so then goes to 2-1. But in this season, Bowie only has 20 total runs. It's the fewest in the league by 10 runs, and they've only batted a 1-2 average. The 2-1 pitch, and well away. Into right face it. He represents a tying first, with one out here in the ninth. At the last second, Welk has hit streak to 4 consecutive games, 10 of his last 11. And Bowie's instantly going to make a change. Cody Roberts will come in, pinch runner, and Welk at first base, get some fresh legs. Roberts has not been stolen base all season. It's not as if Bowie looking for the stolen base opportunity, just for the legs. Someone who's been, in the field all day. Here's Zach Watson. First pitch home, and Watson watches high fastball for a call strike. It's nothing in one. Watson had a career-high 6 RBI last night. All Bowie is asking from him right now is just one more. Here's the 0-1. Walks it up the line, but foul. Out the right side and slices out of Foley. Snowballs and 2 strikes. Runner at first, 1-1. Bowie trails 3-2. Erie scored all 3 of their runs in the first board. 1 run in the first, 1 run second, and we've seen nothing since. Sets. Fires the 0-2. Watson watches ball face high, and it's 2 strikes. Series continue, of course. Just want to hope Bowie can spread out their offense more so, like they did last night. The 1-2 pitch, and Watson hits it up. Out to field. Packard runs down again. Overran it, but camps, and makes it 2 away. Bowie down to their last out. As Andres Angulo will... So one Angulo had the RBI single in the switch, was Bowie's last run to that single. They didn't get another hit until the first pitch here, and he pulls back on the fastball. It's 1-0 to start. Bowie trailing 3-2 here in the top of the ninth. In danger of seeing their 3-game winning streak and losing a bit of ground to Erie in the Southwest Division standings. 1-0 pitch, and Angulo hammered to center field. Meadows hesitates, and runs down and makes the catch. That's ball game. Bowie misses out on plenty of chances and burns an excellent pitching day as they fall 3-2. More to come with Ducks postgame. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Get the best deals at Prince George's Stadium with weekly promotions all season. Tuesdays are military appreciation. Purchase a box seat at the ticket office with proof of service, and you'll only pay half along your furry friend on Woof Woof Day. And it's the best happy hour around every Thursday from $5 to $6 Bud and Bud Light drafts with beer specials throughout the year and music to get your night started. It's time at the ballpark, so get your ticket now at BaySox.com.
It takes to get rich, flavorful coffee from the lush mountain regions of Colombia, Brazil to Royal Farms. But less than a minute to get yourself a delicious hot cup of the fine, freshest coffee in the world. Because Royal Farms new Swiss-made coffee grind those rich, flavorful coffees and brew them one magnificent cup at a time. It's why Royal Farms makes the freshest and best coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
At DCA Systems, we provide a tenured team of audiology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand print, not printers. Give the imaging a call, 301-77-1021. Find out more about how we can help. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, audiology made easy.
At Luminous Health, we want you to feel your... This summer, take the time to catch up on your annual health screenings. Visit us at our Anne Arundel Medical Center, Doctors Community Medical Center, or our primary care offices in your neighborhood. At Luminous Health, you are the enemy. Learn more at luminoushealth.org.
It's now time for the Bowie Baseless Game Show. Let's head back to the ballpark with Matt Savas.
It was not a day for the Bowie Bay Sox, not a way to put it. The offense had plenty of chances to make this game and maybe take a commanding lead in the Southwest Division, but instead, they went down with a whimper and fell to Unite 3-2. Sabatis with you from UPMC Park and Ear. Kept this game in depth, too much to get in depth with, to be honest. But we'll look around the Eastern League as well and the Orioles organization before we close up and look ahead to tomorrow when the Bay Sox try and take the third game of this series. First, we've got a recap. Go all the way back in time to a land of 6:05 p.m. when the first pitch came home from Riesel Carol Hernandez. It was a strike. Grounded out to the shortstop on the third pitch of the points. Connor Norby, he stepped up to bat after that, and just as he did all day, opened up the scoring for Bowie with a deep fly. He fires the 1-2 pitch, and Norby drills it out toward deep right center field. Meadows runs back, he looks, and there it goes! Connor says goodbye! 18th home run of the season! Another first inning blast! Leads 1-0. It is the third time in 5 games that Connor Norby homered in the first inning. It gets Bowie on the board. He did it again Tuesday. He was able to get it done for Bowie in the first, but it was still a quick inning for Olson. He actually only used 12 pitches in the first inning. It was not first inning for Justin Armbruster. After Andrew Navigato popped out frame, Gage Workman stepped up, ran the count full, and ran it to 9 pitch for tying the game. Another payoff to Workman is swung on and belted out toward deep field. This could tie the game. Watson's back. He looks up, and it's off the scoreboard. Run for Gage Workman, and it's a one-way game. So already, Brewster having some tough times. He struck Tinoporti on a 2-2 pitch. But walking Parker Meadows, he ran to Dane Myers. Myers homered off Armbruster the first time he saw him. Did it again today. The payoff to Myers. Driven high and deep to right field. Skins back at the wall. It goes. Two-run home run for Myers, the second of the inning for Erie, and it's 3-1. That would be it, Seawolves, for the rest of the night. After Myers had his two-run the first, Erie did not get base hit until the eighth inning. Armbruster was settled, did have some lengthy second and third, but kept them scoreless. Noah DeNoyer worked scoreless 4 innings, and while Connor Lynch did allow a single to lead off the 8th inning, he worked it scoreless. A very easy day following that first inning. Erie only 3 hits. The Bay Sox, much of their own, as Reese Olson helped lead off single to Kobe Mayo in the second. Walked the second base, and Andres Angulo was able to at least get one run back. The 3-2. Angulo sends it deep in the hole and through the gap in the left for a base hit. Mayo will score. The second base Welk, and he stops there. But an RBI single for Andres Angulo gets Bowie a run closer. Tomlin is in scoring position. It's 3-2 Erie. That would be the last base hit for Bowie until the 7th inning. As Reese Olson, Bowie quiet for a string of 12 consecutive batters through 6 strong innings of work. Toby Welk led off the 7th inning by reaching on an error. And Andrew Dashbach, tight center field. Welk tried to score from first. He represented a tying run, and he was thrown out. That was last opportunity, even though they had multiple runners in scoring position over the night. The Bay Sox eventually just 1-for-7 with runners in scoring position before the night would close. Brendan White came on for a scoreless 8th, and when he gave up a single to Toby Welk in the 9th, he was able to finish the day off with a couple of flyouts. The 1-0 pitch. Angulo hammers it out to center field. Meadows hesitates, but he sees it. Down and makes the catch. That's the ball game. Bowie misses out on plenty of chances. Turns an excellent pitching day. Out to Erie, 3-2. So, your final box on this one. Bowie scores only two runs, six hits with no error on six. Erie scores three runs on only three hits. It's had twice as many hits. Instead, Erie committed three errors as well, and Bowie was unable to capitalize on any as they left on four. Unclean day for the Bay Sox, to put it simply. We don't even have an official time of game yet. Things pretty slow over there in the press box, but in front of a paid attendance here at UPNC Park of 3,168. With the loss, Bowie falls 62-61, their three-game winning streak, as the Bay Sox fall to 27-33 on the road, and they're over the one-run game. Makes it Bowie falls to 19-20 in one-run games, the most one-run Eastern League, and the second winning percentage in one-run game season. With the win, Erie moves 23-50. Their two-game losing streak. The Seawolves are now 37-23 at home and 19-21 in games decided by one run. In the second half, Bowie falls to 35-19. Erie moves to 30-20. Two sides meet again tomorrow, and we'll brief it in just a little bit. But when we return, we look around the Eastern League and the Orioles are going to have some final scores and some games in action today. We're back after this. You're listening to Baseball.
From sprains to stitches, sore throats to stomach aches, and pulled muscles to poison ivy, is around the corner at Patient. Walk in to see a doctor from 8 to 10 p.m. every day of the year. X-rays, lab tests, and prescription drugs are on site, and most major insurance plans are accepted. For routine illnesses and injuries, Patient First is here for you. Patient First, the name fits.
First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox. Open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
Most people don't know what a steam fitter is. Importantly, what we do and how much it do. Just take a moment to think about what your world would look like if you didn't have the ability to generate electricity, to have heating or air conditioning, microchip production, internet service, web-based storage service, and frozen or refrigerated produce. Could you imagine? These are just some of the things that we am. Please visit steamfitters-.org and let's talk about how value to you.
Everyone deserves a great smile. Onyx is here to help you, Bowie Bay Sox. Brad Orthodontics accepts most insurance, whether it's braces or Invisalign aligner. Anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with payment options. With two of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the D.C. area, we love to see Bay Sox fans smile confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit radsmile.com today for your free consult. That's radsmile.com for Rad, official smile provider of the Bowie Bay Sox.
Back one final time to UPMC Park, following a quiet for the Bowie Bay Sox. They fall through despite out-hitting Erie 6. Matt Sabatis with you from UPMC Park as we take a quick look around some of the scoreboards in the Eastern League. Bowie and Erie, first team to get done tonight. There were a couple of late games that got started. Hartford Redding, one of them, as Hartford lead 4-2 in the bottom of the fifth. Portia were one of the other ones, and Portland's run fourth inning to take a command one lead in that one should be finished there for the Sea Dogs. Leads Binghamton 4-2 after the scout at Marabito Stadium, and Eric has worked their way into a tie with Richmond after falling behind 3-0 in the first. It's 4-4. They also just finished a match down in the diamond. Out 6-run third inning against Akron, big lead, but Akron is chipping away. An 8-4 lead for the curve at this point. Now, that help out Bowie. As long as Akron lose, then Bowie should still be fine to continue on through this series, but they definitely need tomorrow, because at the end of the day, if that game comes to a final, Bowie is still only one game ahead of Erie in second place. Bowie still in first. Akron would stay five games first place. If they lose this game, Altoona would move to 6.5 out of first place if they can hold on. Oh, look at that. A three-run home run by John Z. Noel for Akron has made it an 8-7 ball game. So that one is now much closer than about 5 seconds ago. Oh, goodness. Okay, so that's going to throw a wrench in the standings update that I just... I mean, it still stands true. Bowie's still going to first place by one game tomorrow, and makes tomorrow a must-win game for the Bay Sox. Around the Orioles organization, an early game with the Phillies AAA Lehigh Valley, and they did not get much. And Westberg did collect his 14th home run, while Colton Cowser had his first AAA hit, and it was a home run. But that up against a 13-run effort by the Iron Pigs, Lehigh Valley takes the game 18-6. Delmarva and Dean are in action. Delmarva with a 3-run fifth inning to overcome the deficit. They just added on two more as Maxwell Costas picked a 2-RBI single, a 5 for the Shorebirds, as they've jumped ahead. They trailed by 4 as a map. It was 4-0. nothing, and they now have an 8 in the top of the fifth. Abilene had a 3-run fifth inning against Hickory at Lydia's Field, and Rodriguez made a rehab start. He had 3 scoreless innings for the Ironbirds. They lead 3-0 in the sixth. And that, again, the score we care about most in this production, out of Bowie's. And unfortunately, today, a good one, as the Bay Sox offense did not get the key hits at the right time. The Seawolves offense absolutely did. 3-2, the fight. Two sides are back at it again tomorrow as they'll try to rebuild their ground in the Southwest Division and avoid falling to a tie. Garrett Stallings will get the start for Bowie. 5-10 with a 6.55 ERA. Right-hander Ty Madden will go for 2-0 with a 2.57 ERA. 6:05 first pitch was game and a 5:45 Deep Imaging Systems pregame show. That's going to do it for us. Matt Sabatis with you from UP saying thank you so much for stopping by this evening. Fortunately, we couldn't give you a better score. Bowie falls to Erie 3-2 tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to Bowie Sox Baseball. We hope you enjoyed today's game and join us next time for exciting broadcast coming up soon. This has been a presentation of the Bowie Bay Sox.